McDonald football is on the air.
WOGO.
WOGO's coverage of the Max is brought to you by Northwestern Bank, White City Glass, Toyson Ford of Chippewa Falls, Johnson Roll-Off Service, TTM Technologies, by Quality Propane and Fuels, Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, Royal Credit Union, the YMCA of the Chippewa Valley, Holly Bovey of Coldwell Banker, Bernizer Realtors, by the Check Law Office, Dave Check Attorney, Nicolay Bank, Post Glass and Mirror of Chippewa Falls, and by Kurt Heating and Cooling, Wynn Family Dentistry, Chippewa Auto Body and Service, Chippewa Valley Technical College, by Ashley Construction, Peterson Volker Funeral Chapel and Cremation Service, Wirzgala Plumbing and Heating, by Culver's of Lake Alley and Chippewa Falls, Heath Loken and Associates, LLC, Professional Land Surveying, by Chippewa Valley Financial Services, Rust Proofers, and by Stelter Incorporated. Now with the Max Pregame Show, here's your WOGO sports team, Mark Alverson and Seth Smisky.
WOGO. Go Max. Your sports station.
Well, good afternoon from beautiful, sunshine-filled Clayton, Wisconsin. It's eight-player football on WOGO Sports this afternoon. I'm Caleb Swenson. I'll be joined by the Smisky brothers, Seth and Drew, filling in for Mark Halverson today. He'll be back in action as your play-by-play host next Thursday for McDonald against Lake Holcomb. It's the Max against the Bears. McDonald on the road here at Clayton today in a matchup of two teams that were both ranked in the top 10 in the debut WISSports.net coaches poll for eight-player football. McDonald, of course, a thriller the last time they were on this field, coming back from 19 points down in the fourth quarter, outscoring Clayton 22-0 in that fourth quarter to win it 42-39. Clayton does graduate some of their talent from a year ago, but brings back the majority of their offensive firepower, as does McDonald. Grant Smisky at quarterback, and again, David Anderson, his primary target at receiver. Dawson Moulton, their primary running back as well, too, back for Mark Maloney's squad, who really only loses a couple pieces, but those can be significant pieces on the offensive line, and it certainly will be a battle here in the trenches. Well, this is the Culver's Kickoff Show, presented by Culver's of Chippewa Falls. That brand new location opening September 16th, and Culver's is now hiring for all positions and all shifts, including management. You can apply at culvers.com/careers. That's culvers.com/careers. Seth Smisky and Drew Smisky join us on the broadcast here, and as we welcome in Seth Smisky, a gorgeous day for football and certainly a lot better weather than this would have been if they'd played it as scheduled on Thursday evening.
Yeah, it definitely was a little stormy the other night, but, you know, and you hope that this doesn't mess with the psyches too much. You know, you start, it's nice to have a good plan when things change, you know, but I think they'll come out ready to play. I don't think it should be an issue.
We chatted with Coach Maloney, and we'll hear from him coming up here on the Culver's Kickoff Show. But he said the boys were ready to go on Thursday. So to be gearing up for a football game, again, it's once a week. This isn't basketball or baseball where you're playing multiple times per week. This is what you're looking forward to, and especially in a season opener, too, what you're been building toward for weeks. And so when you're ready to play, it's kind of hard to come down from that high, but they've got a little chance to again rest, recuperate, rejuvenate, and then get back out on the field here on a Saturday afternoon.
Yeah, and you know, I mean, they were definitely gearing up for it, and it was a big letdown, but you know, it's so nice out here today, and it's good atmosphere. I don't think it'll be an issue.
This Clayton team, again, they bring back Landon King, 1,264 rushing yards and 17 touchdowns last year, according to WISSports.net, the Chippewa Herald. They do graduate their quarterback, but they've got an all-state offensive lineman. We'll hear from their head coach, Coach Crowe's coming up as well, too, and he really believes that they can push teams around a little bit, and they have their sights set on not only winning a conference title, but also going a lot deeper in the playoffs than they did a year before. And honestly, both of these teams we're seeing here today could be contenders for a state title.
Yeah, I was up here for the scrimmage, and between when McDonald wasn't playing, I went over and watched Clayton play, and yeah, he's definitely the real deal. I mean, he's very slippery, and he moves well in that option. They looked really good out of it, and then they throw the ball out of it too, so they're definitely going to move the – well, they got the potential to move the ball, you know. So our secondary is really going to have to play a good game because they throw very well out of that option.
So. Well, we're really looking forward to this. Again, great to be back to McDonald football on a gorgeous Saturday afternoon. I guess technically it's still morning here in Clayton. We appreciate their hospitality here and looking forward to a phenomenal broadcast. Again, Caleb Swenson, Seth Smisky, Drew Smisky roaming the sidelines, and Sam Aberley pulling double duty last night and this morning as our board operator and producer back at the WOGO studios in Halle. We're going to take a two-minute break and be back with head coach Richard Crows of the Clayton Bears. That's in 2.5 minutes. This is the Culver's Kickoff Show presented by your all-new Culver's of Lake Halle and now Chippewa Falls. That new location, Chippewa Falls, next to festival opening September 16th, back in 2.5.
You see it every day. And now, at long last, it's time. Time to finally call the pros at Wurzgalla Plumbing and Heating for that long overdue bathroom remodel. Treat yourself to a new tub and shower unit, a wet room for the master bath, steam shower, or ADA roll-in tub, shower, or grab bar for safety. Free estimates at Wurzgalla. They're always here to help.
Whether it's in education, business, or athletics, being part of a team is something truly special. This is Jamie Liebrandt, Market President at Northwestern Bank, and every day our team is here for you, for your family, your business, and your community. At Northwestern Bank, you'll find all the technology and services of big banks, but in a personal setting that shows that people are what we value most. Northwestern Bank, building stronger communities where people matter. Member FDIC.
Whether it's home ice, home field, or home court, every team knows the advantage of playing at home. And when your real estate search needs that extra boost as well, call me. Hi, I'm Holly Bovey from Coldwell Banker Bernizer Realtors. And for over 2 decades, I've been helping families find their homes right here in Chippewa Falls and the surrounding communities. Put my experience to work for you. Buying or selling, it pays to have that home team advantage. Call me anytime at 715-577-HOME or find me at hollybovey.com.
Legacies aren't built in a day, and when it comes to concrete, Stelter Incorporated has been building their legacy for 3 generations. At Stelter, their commitment to the highest quality concrete means they mine and process the aggregates themselves and test it every day. And when you need materials delivered or hauled away, Stelter has a fleet of dump trucks and drivers at your service, turning your dreams into reality. Stelter Inc. Online at StelterIncorporated.com.
Step into the future with TTM Technologies, a global leader in technology solutions. TTM in Chippewa Falls is hiring for second shift, third shift, and weekend shift production associates, including a $2,000 sign and stay bonus, competitive pay, an on-site health clinic, and award-winning benefits, plus a $2,000 sign and stay bonus. Be a part of something big. Join the team at TTM Technologies in Chippewa Falls. Apply online today at ttmtech.jobs. That's ttmtech.jobs.
Welcome back to the Culver's Kickoff Show, presented by your all-new Culver's of Chippewa Falls, kicking off a brand-new location September 16th. We're here on the road at Clayton High School for your McDonald Max against Clayton, an 8-player football season debut for both teams, 2 teams that tangled in the playoffs last year. We're here with head coach Crows of Clayton. And, Coach, obviously you saw this game last year here on this field where it seemed like your team was moving on, and then a 22-point fourth quarter for McDonald. Does that stick at all because there's so many guys returning, something where they say, hey, we want to just kind of erase that and move on pretty quickly?
Yeah, I would say so. We have a lot of our 4 captains, a lot of kids who played last year. It's been on their mind for quite a long time now. Put in a lot of work. This is a first step, first goal for our year.
Coach, it really seems to be the rushing attack where you bring back your leading rusher, very strong on the line. I mean, are the trenches going to decide this game?
I would say so. I think last year the trenches went a long way. We did our own first half, and then it kind of started to switch in the second half. We have an all-state lineman. I expect us to have one of the best offensive lines in 8-man football this year.
What do you see in McDonald again? They bring almost everybody back, and they're a dangerous team offensively. Of course, you saw that last year.
Yep, they're the number one ranked team in the state for a reason. They bring back a lot of skill. They bring back a lot of size. I expect this game to be very competitive. I expect McDonald to do very well this year.
And what would you say is a goal for the team this year? Again, early on, you say one game at a time. But, I mean, this team certainly has designs on a phenomenal regular season moving into the playoffs.
Yep, so our conference adjusts a little bit. Plan on taking care one game at a time. We'd like to repeat as conference champs. try for a deep playoff run. Just control our destiny and do the best we can.
Coach, it's a beautiful day, a great way to spend Labor Day weekend with football, and we're looking forward to a phenomenal game on the field today.
All right, thank you.
That's Head Coach Crows here on the Culver's Kickoff Show, presented by your all-new Culver's of Chippewa Falls, opening September 16th. Back with Coach Maloney after this on WOGO Sports.
Need a dumpster? Call Johnson Roll-Off Service. Whether you're in the middle of a remodel, demolition, spring or fall cleanup, or have materials to haul away from fire or water damage, Johnson Roll-Off Service has a dumpster size to fit your project. They also offer dumpsters for recycling metal, concrete, cardboard, and much more. Johnson Roll-Off Service provides haul away and disposal services for the majority of West Central Wisconsin. Prompt, courteous, professional. When you need a dumpster, call Johnson Roll-Off Service. JohnsonRolloffService.com.
Your brand new Culver's of Chippewa Falls, located at Chippewa Crossing Boulevard next to Festival Foods, is opening September 16th. Locally owned and operated with the hometown hospitality you know and love. Cook-to-order butterburgers, real Wisconsin cheese curds, and of course, that fresh frozen custard. Culver's of Chippewa Falls is also hiring for all positions in all shifts, including management. Crew members enjoy great benefits, meal discounts, and wages up to $18 an hour. Apply today at culvers.com/careers. See you September 16th at your brand new Culver's of Chippewa Falls.
Get a great return on your investment with a Royal Credit Union certificate. Royal's 4.40% 9-month certificate has no minimum opening balance and a locked-in rate for a guaranteed return on your investment. Open a 4.40% annual percentage yield 9-month certificate at any Royal office or online at rcu.org/certificate440. Early withdrawal penalties could reduce earnings and principal. APY accurate as of 8/9/24. Insured by NCUA.
You see it every day. And now, at long last, it's time. Time to finally call the pros at Wurzgalla Plumbing and Heating for that long overdue bathroom remodel. Treat yourself to a new tub and shower unit, a wet room for the master bath, steam shower, or ADA roll-in tub, shower, or grab bar for safety. Free estimates at Wurzgalla. They're always here to help.
It may work for horseshoes and hand grenades, but sometimes close enough isn't good enough, especially when you need a boundary surveyed on your property. So call Heath Loken & Associates, LLC, professional land surveying. State licensed and fully insured, they can handle residential, commercial, and government land surveying with the very latest surveying equipment and mapping software. Call owner Jason Heath at 715-720-4000. Get it done right. Heath Loken & Associates, LLC, professional land surveying.
Welcome back to the Culver's Kickoff Show, live from Clayton. The Culver's Kickoff Show brought to you by your brand new Culver's of Chippewa Falls, kicking off a new location September 16th and now hiring for all positions and all shifts. Apply at culvers.com. Here with head coach Mark Maloney, it's the season debut for your Chippewa Falls McDonald Max on the road here against Clayton, a battle of state-ranked squads. And coach, this is a Clayton team. You saw them on their home field in the playoffs last year, and they probably feel like that game got away from them and maybe have a little something to prove today.
I agree with you, and I've been kind of reiterating that with the kids. You know, these guys probably got a little chip on their shoulder when we come back and beat them in the fourth quarter. So, you know, and I think our kids are ready to go. We were actually ready Thursday. So, but, you know, the weather's beautiful today. So, yeah, this is gonna be a tough game to win.
Coach, talking with Coach Crows on the other side, I mean, he really believes that the battle in the trenches is one that they have to win and can win. They've got an all-state lineman, and again, you guys bring a lot of folks back, but still missing a couple pieces there in the trenches.
Yeah, I mean, they do. They have some big kids up front that do a really good job for them. You know, we got to see a little bit of the scrimmage stuff last week, but they got some talented kids there, and yeah, our defense is going to have to come up and step up really big tonight. This afternoon, actually. So I think our offense will do okay, but our defense has to really come on tonight.
And finally, Coach, from last year to this year, because of so much experience returning, what do you expect from this team? What's the next step they need to take?
Well, again, they got to come out and prove themselves, right? We can't base everything off of last year. You know, so we got to come out and show what we're really made out of. You know, we got to play pretty mistake-free again to beat this team. This is a very good team. So if we turn the ball over, we make mistakes, it's going to be a hard game to beat against a very good team. So, yeah, I think these guys need to play mistake-free football. Again, with all the experience that we have, we just have to play it so that we know what we're doing.
Well, Coach, not much better way to spend a Saturday on Labor Day weekend than watching some McDonald football. Looking forward to it.
Yes, yes. This is it's a great day out here, so let's see what we can do.
Head Coach Mark Maloney of your McDonald Max, this is the Culver's Kickoff Show presented by your all-new Culver's of Chippewa Falls opening September 16th. Back with more after this.
On the court, the field, and the ice, leaders stand out. They innovate, inspire, and win at the highest level. And at Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, they are the unquestioned leaders in orthopedic, brain, and spine care. Whether it's surgery to get your athlete back in the game or managing chronic pain so you can enjoy life again, call Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine in Altoona and Chippewa Falls. With a new and improved clinic and surgery center now open in Rice Lake. Book your appointment at cvosm.com.
Start at CVGC because you can. You can open the doors to endless possibilities. You can save money on college. You can stay close to home. You can take your generals in small classes with the support you need. You can build a strong foundation for your future. You can transfer to a four-year college if and when you're ready. You can enter a career you love, prepared and confident. CVTC is the smart start to your future. Learn more at cvtc.edu/universitytransfer.
Building a custom home can be daunting, but it doesn't have to be. At Ashley Construction, we make the process seamless and enjoyable. With 3D drafting, thoughtful design, accurate estimates, and expert guidance from start to finish, we take the stress out of building your dream home. Our innovative processes and the latest technology ensure a fun and rewarding experience. Our talented team of experts is dedicated to creating your high-quality custom home. Enjoy the full design build experience right here in the Chippewa Valley. Contact Ashley Construction today to get started.
Winter is coming, and with winter comes salt. And that salt is attacking your vehicle, leading to rust. But you can stop rust in its tracks with Rust Proofers. Rust Proofers offers convenient service. They'll come to you with a no-mess, no-drip formula. Prevent rust and stop existing rust from getting out of control. And Rust Proofers service is added to your vehicle history report, increasing resale value. Stop rust before it starts. Call, text, or email Rust Proofers, serving Western Wisconsin. RustProofers.com.
Welcome back to the Culver's Kickoff Show, brought to you by your brand new Culver's of Chippewa Falls, kicking off a new location September 16th at Chippewa Crossing Boulevard by Festival Foods. Culver's of Chippewa Falls is also hiring right now for all positions and all shifts, including management. Apply now at culvers.com/careers. Caleb Swenson, the Smisky brothers, Seth and Drew, your WOGO sports crew. Sam Aberle back at the WOGO home base in Halley. It's eight-player football. Our look at 2024's McDonald Max team for the first time here on the road against the Clayton Bears. Again, these two teams tangled in a phenomenal playoff game that McDonald won 42-39 with a 22-point fourth quarter on this field here at Clayton. And Seth Smisky, it's time now for the Toyson Ford keys to the game. You'll find a friend at Toyson Ford in Chippewa Falls. What does Mark Maloney's squad need to do to make it two wins in a row here against Clayton?
I think we just need to settle into the game quickly. This offense that Clayton brings is very good, and on a defense we just need to settle in and not give up that big play right away, and we should be fine there. You know, offensively, I think with Mason and Ryan on that right side, we're going to be able to move the ball for sure on the ground. Dawson's. I'm looking for Dawson just to have a phenomenal year. And then, you know, can we give Grant some time to throw the ball?
Yeah.
You know, that's going to be the big question mark, because we didn't really show much throwing at the scrimmage, you know, outside of a couple slants. So I think that question is still unanswered.
And it's a different style of blocking. It's a different skill set. It's too moving people down the field. Run blocking is a lot different than actually backpedaling and pass blocking as well, too. And yep. So, you know, do you have the versatility on the offensive line? Again, three juniors there in Justin Quall, Mason Bussey at left guard and right guard, respectively, and Bryce Meyer at center. And, again, a lot's going to be expected of them today and throughout the season.
Yep. And the one thing we do have is we do have the depth. A lot of our guys do play both ways, but we have the ability to sub them out for a play or two. We have some very good sophomores and juniors to give us that depth, give guys a break, and I don't know that Clayton has that.
A lot of good athletes here on the field for McDonald. Again, All-Central Wisconsin West Offensive Player of the Year and All-State Honorable Mention quarterback Grant Smisky last year, 1,681 yards and 19 touchdowns according to Wisports.net. And Dawson Moulton, as you mentioned, could be primed for a great big season, 1,482 yards and 19 touchdowns last year as just a sophomore. And so Dawson, in his junior year, what's he going to do to top nearly 1,500 yards? Those are your Toyce and Ford keys to the game, brought to you by the dealer where you'll find a friend, Toyce and Ford in Chippewa Falls. We'll step out, be back in 3 minutes. Your kickoff coming up next here on WOGO Sports. It's 8-player football, your McDonald Max on the road at Clayton, back in three.
What are customers saying about Post Glass and Mirror?
Amazing job on my screens and very friendly.
I absolutely love my new Lindsay vinyl windows.
Prices are the best in town, along with fast customer service.
Got two heavy glass shower doors from Post Glass and Mirror. High quality, excellent service.
When I picked up my car after they replaced my windshield, it was cleaner than when I brought it in.
For commercial or residential glass and recalibration of the advanced driver safety system after windshield replacement for any make and model, call Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls. PostGlassAndMirror.com.
Quality Propane and Fuels, Northern Wisconsin's trusted propane supplier since 1996. At Quality Propane, we're committed to the highest level of service for all our customers, residential, commercial, and industrial. Quality Propane always brings you competitive rates through our strong focus on efficiency, and we use the very latest technology to keep your family safe and cut energy costs. Payment programs available to fit any situation. Call 723-9490. Stop by the office or visit qualitypropaneandfuels.com.
Nicolet Bank loves the neighborhoods we serve. We believe our hometown communities are the backbone of what makes our area special. Real people, real conversations. It's more than just a tagline. And you'll see that every time you stop into a branch of Nicolet Bank in your neighborhood. By banking with Nicolet Bank, you're investing in your neighbors and your community. Choose a banking partner who is committed to the concept of shared success. NicoletBank.com. Real people, real conversations. Member FDIC.
Building stronger kids, stronger families, and stronger communities. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley offering three full-service locations in Eau Claire and Chippewa Falls. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley is open 7 days a week, and membership rates are among the lowest in the area. Find your community with group exercise classes, and the Y welcomes families with kids. Ask about their monthly Parents' Night Out event, Family Fun Zone, and Child Watch Service. All free with your Y membership. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley.
At Chippewa Valley Financial Services, they know that taxes and bookkeeping are a necessary part of life and business, but often the last thing you'd like to be working on. With offices in Chippewa Falls and Eau Claire and a full staff of accountants, bookkeepers, and tax preparers, Chippewa Valley Financial Services stands ready to help businesses and individuals, taking away the burden and freeing up your time for what matters most. For taxes, accounting, and bookkeeping, there's only one name you need to know: Chippewa Valley Financial Services.
Competition drives us to be our best. That's why sports are such a valuable experience for all of our young athletes. At Toyce and Ford, we know the importance of good competition. It's easier than ever to shop for a new car or truck, and that's pushed all of us at Toyce and Ford to be better at what we do in creating a great experience for our customers. It's the reason that we have the slogan, "You'll find a friend." So before you head to the next high school game, stop into our all-new dealership in Chippewa Falls and see why you'll find a friend at Toyce and Ford.
Welcome back to McDonald Football on WOGO Sports, 103.1 FM, AM 680, and WOGO.com, WOGO Halley, Eau Claire, Chippewa Falls. Good to have you with us, Caleb Swenson, Seth Smisky, Drew Smisky, here at Clayton for the 2024 season opener for both McDonald and the Bears of Clayton, two teams ranked in the top 10 in the Wisports.net debut coaches poll. Looking forward to this one as we finish up the Culver's Kickoff Show, presented by your brand-new Culver's of Chippewa Falls, opening September 16th. Culver's is hiring for all positions and all shifts, including management. Apply now at culvers.com/careers. That's culvers.com/careers. Clayton will be receiving the first half kickoff as McDonald won the toss and deferred to the second half. The Clayton Bears, purple uniforms, tops and bottoms with the yellow stripe on the sides of the pants, White helmets with the purple accents and the purple C. McDonnell resplendent in the traveling home whites, tops and bottoms with the royal blue numerals, the yellow piping, royal blue accents on the pants, the royal blue, matte blue, really. Helmets with the M insignia.
These kickoffs always make me nervous, Caleb. We had a couple return last year pretty deep, and
it's certainly something that you have to be ready for. Offense, defense, and special teams got to be solid in all three phases. The run-up and the kick, it's a long line drive that's going to carry into the end zone. What a big leg there, 2 yards deep.
Yeah, if we can do that, it helps me out. Brings my nerves down.
So first and 10 for the Clayton Bears. Again, this is a grass surface. The Bears, they've had a lot of success through the years in various sports.
It's a super nice field.
First and 10 from the 20. Mum is the quarterback, give right up the middle, and McDonald in very quickly on the stop.
Yeah, it looked like Alan Minan and Caleb Leet stepping up there. You know, making this first series just getting settled in, really critical.
Again, Dane Mum was the leading receiver last year. But now the 6'1" sophomore in at quarterback.
Block. Use your hands.
Gain of one on first down, second and 9. Twin receivers to the right. Mum from the gun. Give up the middle again. Not a lot of running room as a number of McDonald players in on that stop. And it was Braden Curtis, 5'9", 175-pound junior, with the carry that time. Last year he ran for 519 yards.
Eli Stepp just playing good disciplined ball there. It was a cutback, kind of a counter, and he stayed home and he was there when for the cutback.
And Caleb Swenson, Seth Smisky, and Drew Smisky here on WOGO Sports. Sam Aberley, our WOGO home base producer and board operator. 3rd and 7 for Clayton from their own 23-yard line. First possession of the game. Back to pass is Mum rolling to his right. He's under heavy pressure, being pursued. Throws it into the dirt. That looks like a 1-2-3 and out for the McDonald defense. And Seth Smisky and Drew Smisky down on the sideline will go to you for the first time. Certainly a pumped up Mac sideline there.
Oh, yeah, definitely. They're definitely feeling it right now. Justin Quall, what a nice play off the edge. He was able to get off his block, get some leverage, and chase down the quarterback for that disruptive play.
And again, Mum is pretty fleet-footed. And Mum also will handle the punting duties, so wouldn't think they would pull out a fake, but you never know. Mum, line drive kick. Someone may have gotten a piece of that as it takes a little crow hop over toward the McDonald's sideline.
It looked like it. Drew, what did you see today?
Ryan, I don't think he got a hand on it, but he just disrupted that punter's timing just enough for that punt.
Well, White City Glass salutes all the hardworking athletes. For all your windshield glass and garage door needs, call White City Glass of Chippewa Falls, proud sponsor of Chippewa Falls High School Sports and WOGO for over 30 years. White City Glass, again, saluting all our Chi High and McDonald athletes. As McDonald will take over first and 10, nearing midfield, first and 10 from their 44-yard line. Grant Smisky, I formation backfield. Smisky, the senior, under center. Give to Dawson Moulton, the junior. Moulton upended as he crosses the 45-yard line up to maybe the 47.
That looked like it was almost weak side that time, the run. But they got big old number 50 over Ryan.
Second and 7 from the 43. Again, I formation back to pass. Smisky, rainbows deep down the right sideline, looking for David Anderson, and Anderson had overshot him as he had broken free from the coverage down that right sideline.
Yeah, if Grant puts the ball on the money there, that's a touchdown. But it looks like that's going to be there today, so we can come back to that.
McDonald now facing a 3rd and 7. Again, it was a 3-and-out first possession for the Clayton Bears. McDonald now facing a 3rd and long. Again out of the eye. Short drop for Smisky. Finds Anderson. Anderson breaks free from a tackle at the 45 inside. The 40-yard line. Back inside the 35-yard line. All the way down, knocking on the door of the Johnson Roloff red zone are the Macs. That was just a little hitch, it looked to be, right at the stick. And Anderson did the rest.
They're going to have to give that cornerback some help over there. David's too good.
First and 10 from the 21 for McDonald. Their opening possession of the game. Flip left side, that's Dawson Moulton. Puts his foot in the ground, breaks one tackle. Now fighting through a couple Clayton defenders inside the 20-yard line, down close to the 17. The Cards and Max now are officially in the Johnson Roll-Off red zone. Johnson Roll-Off, your local roll-off dumpster service, making recycling easy. Dumpsters for any size project and haul away and disposal services for the majority of West Central Wisconsin. JohnsonRolloffService.com. Smiskin Co. back to the line for McDonald. David Anderson wide to the right. High formation backfield with Fritz and Moulton. The give to Fritz, actually the fake, and Moulton trying to turn the corner, and he's snared by an ankle at about the 15-yard line. Landon King, again, just a phenomenal running back for Clayton last year, nearly 1,500 yards with the tackle.
That was a good tag. If he doesn't get that, Dawson's got a really good chance of scoring.
So third and four for McDonald from the 15-yard line. No score. 8.5 minutes to go here, first quarter. Again, the I formation behind Smiski under center. Give to Moulton. Moulton right up the gut, and he is turned back. Looked to be shy of the stick.
Run up the middle by Moulton.
And I would assume there's really no decision here for Coach Mark Maloney. And they're going for it here on fourth and short.
Yeah, he had his mind made up before he called that play, whether they were going to go for it or not. But
And Drew, certainly some good interior defense right now for Clayton. They're stout up the middle.
Oh, number 56 and number 50-50 are just dogs, as we'd like to call them. They are very disruptive.
McDonald on fourth and short. Smiski rolling out to his right. He's going to keep it heading toward the first down mark, and he will scamper out of bounds for a McDonald first down on fourth and two. Smiski gets about five.
It almost looked like that was just kind of a called run, Drew, because there wasn't a wide receiver out in front of him.
Well, actually, there was. He had Ryan out in the flat, and then Anderson was running a corner route. They were open for a little bit, and
okay,
it closed up pretty quick.
Well, that's a McDonald first down brought to you by Ashley Construction, your first choice for a custom home. Learn more at ashleyconstruction.co. First and goal for McDonald. Pop pass to Anderson. Reaches out, makes the grab, stretches to the end zone. Touchdown! McDonald at 6-0 here on the road at Clayton.
Just David Anderson is so good. That was good grab because he had a guy right on him, and he's got such great hands and good. Grant's been throwing that slant pass since he was a freshman. So it's a great play.
Cale Holm, the kicker. For the PAT, snap, spot, kick, splits the uprights, and it's 7-0 McDonald. We'll step out and be back in 60 seconds. This is Max Football on WOGO Sports.
Chippewa Auto Body and Service in Chippewa Falls wants to kick off your fall by getting your car ready for optimal performance on Wisconsin roads. With over 60 years of experience, their technicians are ready for the game with alignment services, tire touchdowns, brakes, diagnostic checks, and free car washes with every oil change. Your satisfaction, our priority. Chippewa Auto Body and Service wants to make your experience as stress-free as possible with early hours, nightly key drop, and why not go for the end zone with a beautifully detailed car? Chippewa-Auto.com.
Looking for a little more comfort in your life? Call the experts at Kurth Heating and Cooling, your local, employee-owned, factory-authorized carrier dealer. Kurth technicians are the authorities at getting peak performance from your heating and cooling system. You could even find yourself saving money on your energy bill. They work on most brands of equipment, so call Kurth first. They have ways of making you very comfortable. Turn to the experts, Kurth Heating and Cooling.
The kick sails into the end zone, and McDonald, with 7:42 to play here in the first quarter, leads 7-0 as Clayton will start on offense for the second time today. Grant Smiski to David Anderson. That connection was prolific last year, and we expect more of the same. Their first touchdown connection from 12 yards out.
Yeah, get back to that kick with Cale. That is just so critical that, you know, or when he can kick them out of the end zone like that. Especially with their dangerous returners that they have. That is a huge, huge play by Cale there.
and again, at any level, but especially here at eight player, to have a weapon like that as a kicker,
it
changes things
for sure.
Quarterback keeper off the left side, Mason Bussey pulls him down. Mason Bussey, the pursuit, and yanks Dane Mum to the turf for maybe a gain of one.
And that's the play right there, you know. And can we keep contain? And Mason just did a phenomenal job.
Loss of one, actually, on the play back to the 19-yard line. Again, just going back to that kickoff, two straight touchbacks when you have a dangerous offense like Clayton, and they're starting at their own 20 instead of the 30-35. Makes a big difference.
For sure.
Give to the receiver, and he is hammered out of bounds. That was number 8, Landon King, 5'8 senior, and again, call him a receiver, but he was their leading runner last year. King had 1,264 yards and a 9 yard per carry average, 17 touchdowns, and they were just trying to get him in space there.
Yeah, great pursuit. I think we had 3 guys around the football that time. Between Nash Winger and David Anderson and Alan Minan.
3rd and 10 for Dane Mum and Co. for Clayton. Trailing 7-0, your McDonald Mags. A lot of time. Over the middle, incomplete. Just overshooting his intended receiver was Mum. He was looking for Braden Curtis. And it's now 4th and 10, Clayton. And it looks like Mum will be in the backfield to punt yet again.
Yeah, Alan Minan on the coverage that time. And, you know, if it would have been a perfect pass, he probably had a window there to get it in. But fortunately, it was a little long. And 4th down.
Eli stepped back to receive this one. Pressure is moderate. This is a much better kick, but carrying once again toward the McDonald sideline. It looked to have a lot of hang time, but instead takes another awkward hop, and McDonald will start in Clayton territory.
Well, so far things are going our way, you could say. Even that punt kind of bounced toward our end zone about 3-4 yards, so.
Yeah, guys, there's a good 12 to 15 mile an hour wind that we're working with right now. So good for the first quarter. It's going to be a little different in the second and third.
Okay. Well, hopefully we don't have to punt.
Throw the ball while you can. High formation backfield. 3-step drop. Going deep down the left sideline. Looking for Anderson as Smiski. And just a little bit too much on that throw. One-on-one coverage with David Anderson and Lincoln Grosskreutz.
Yeah,
5'4 senior, and Anderson's got some height on him.
Yep, and they're going to get one, but Grant, you know, I'm sure he's excited, and it's throwing it in practice and throwing it out here is two different things. So, you know, hopefully they can settle down and complete one of these.
It'll be a 2nd and 10 for McDonald from the 37 of Clayton. Again, 5-step drop this time. Flare out right side. Not a lot of rushing room there for McDonald on the reception that time. Was Daniel Fritz.
Yeah, I focused in on the O-line that time just to see. And that play, you know, Grant had some time. So far, so good.
Anderson split out to the right. I formation, the flip to Moulton. Moulton trying to find some running room, gets a big block, turns the corner, and fighting inside the 30-yard line. It's going to be 4th and 3, maybe?
Looks like the way the defense is playing there. I guess it wouldn't be much of a punt, so yeah, hey.
Smiski gets the play call from the sideline. McDonald facing their 2nd 4th down in as many drives they converted last time on the Smiski bootleg. Smiski again is going to bootleg to the right, cuts back, lowers the shoulder, gets the first down.
I'm actually really surprised at that play call, Caleb.
But your senior quarterback out there kind of on an island and saying, make a play for us,
yeah,
and he did.
You know, and Grant, I mean, he's fast, but he isn't, like, super speedy, but he was able to get the corner and make a couple guys miss, so.
Grant had a nice cut back there. He did get hit pretty hard by number 56 from Clayton, though, but he got back up.
First and 10 from the 23 for McDonald's. Seeing receiver to the right, give to Fritz, and Fritz is snuffed out pretty quickly on the play there. That looked like Alex Schradel, the 6'2", 255-pound defensive lineman, the senior, who did not give Fritz any room to run. Gain of one as Fritz falls forward.
Yeah, so far that Clayton D-line is stout.
Well, when your car takes a big hit, Chippewa Auto Body and Service is here. Local pickup and delivery, complimentary estimates, towing, loaner vehicles, and assistance with insurance claims. And Chippewa Auto Body and Service is also your local choice for vehicle repair, tires, and detailing. Free car wash with every oil change. Chippewa Auto Body and Service. Single receivers left and right. The give to Moulton. Moulton off right guard, and he is not going to find it easy to get through the heart of that Clayton line as they hold tight once again. Again, the new head coach for the Clayton Bears is Richard Crows, who's been with the program for several years as the defensive coordinator.
Yeah, Maloney continuing to challenge this O-line, and rightly so.
Body blows.
Yep. And it could be easy just to go to the pass, but hey, no, we're gonna keep pounding it.
Third and 8 from the 20-yard line. Again, single receivers left and right, two in the backfield in the I formation behind Smisky. Short drop, pop flies left side, and not looking up for it was Ryan Smisky. I'm not sure if Smisky knew that play was going to him. Would have been a tough pass to haul in, but now we've got a fourth and long for McDonald.
Number 28 from Clayton got a good jam on Ryan off the line, kind of threw him off his route.
That's Owen Anderson, a sophomore, 5'10", 160, running back and defensive back. Can McDonald convert their third fourth down in a row? This is a fourth and 8 from the 20-yard line. Again, right on the door of the Johnson roll-off red zone. Just over 3 minutes to go here, first quarter. Max leading 7-0. Smisky rolling out to his right, looking, throws it left side, and he's got a man there, but incomplete. Smisky, turnover on downs, and McDonald stopped for the first time this afternoon.
Yeah, he had it. Ryan was wide. That was first down, but Grant just missed the throw there. He knows it.
Smisky will stay out there on defense, and we'll see if that stop gives Clayton some life here. Again, just a one-touchdown game, 3:03 to go here, first quarter. The McDonald defense has looked stout so far. How does Clayton counter? They trail 7-0. Two receivers left, single receiver right. Back to pass is Dane Mum. Heavy pressure, floats it over the middle. Dangerous and almost picked off by David Anderson.
I thought that was going to be an interception, but I think David's body, he was in the air, and it was kind of contorted, and he couldn't quite bring it in, so he just batted it down.
He was tangling with Landon King there, too, as they were both headed toward the ball, but again, just drew phenomenal pressure.
Oh, Caleb Lead is doing an outstanding job. He's working over their center pretty good. Every time he's getting pressure.
Second and 10 from the 20. Mum going to keep it himself off the right side, and he runs right into a white wall of McDonald jersey. A couple players in there, including Daniel Fritz.
No gain on the play.
And no gain. Third and long for Clayton offensively.
Mason Bussey was in on that play. He almost ripped that football out. He was so close.
Yeah, I see him holding his hand there at the end of that play. I think maybe he got a little pinched in there. But now Mason's standing strong and doing well.
Dane Mum will get the play call from the sideline, head back to the Clayton huddle. 2:20 and counting to go here first half. McDonald leads 7-0. Clayton a third and 10 from their own 20-yard line. Back to pass is Mum. Pressure's light, floats it deep down the middle of the field. Got King over the shoulder catch, and King across midfield and into McDonald territory. Landon King. Last year known mostly as a running back, but he did have 9 receptions for 208 yards, a 23.1 average, and 5 touchdowns, and that time Mum to King with a 34-yard connection.
David Anderson on the coverage on that one, too. It doesn't happen often.
See if that gets Clayton going here. First foray into McDonald territory. Here on WOGO. Twin receivers right. Mum sending King in motion left to right. Mum going to keep it himself. The sophomore is hit at the line, tries to bounce outside, and he is just suplexed right at the line of scrimmage.
Yeah, so far, both defenses just really good against any kind of run.
David Anderson, Eli Stepp in there on the stop. Mason Bussey is trotting back into the defensive huddle for McDonald. Under 90 seconds to go here, first quarter. Max leads 7-0, but Clayton on the move. We're in the first WISports.net coaches poll for eight-player football. McDonald sitting atop the poll. Again, no one's played a game yet, but McDonald is ranked first. Clayton ranked seventh. Twin receivers now to the left. From the gun, option look. Mom going to keep it himself, and he will run right into a bear hug from Mason Bussey.
Yeah, that was just a gift for Mason. He was coming down flat down the line, and he just stepped right back into him.
Third and long now for Clayton. So we're in the final 40 seconds of the first quarter. Caleb Swenson, Seth Smiski up in the booth. Drew Smiski roaming the sidelines. Half a minute to go on a third and 11 for Clayton. Looked like some early movement there in the backfield. That'll back Clayton up 5 yards. Braden Curtis got a little bit of an early jump.
Offside on the mat.
Oh.
Yeah, Mason Bussey took the bait on that one.
Got a little jumpy.
Yeah, it was a little eager to get going after that big play he just had.
So third and long becomes third and mid, third and six now for Clayton. We'll see if they run a play here. There's 17 seconds to go in the first quarter. They are hustling it back up to the line. Dane Mum, the 6'1 sophomore at quarterback. Twin receivers to the left, single receiver right. Curtis to his right from the gun. 6 seconds to play in the quarter. Will they take the snap? It doesn't look like it now. They will take it down to the end of the first quarter, and after one complete, we'll switch sides. Clayton gets the win in the second quarter. McDonald with the lead on the scoreboard, 7-0. We're back in 60 seconds. Max Football on WOGO.
To help simplify life, people are looking to their homes for more comfort and enjoyment. New home builders as well as remodelers are completing their bathroom projects in style with luxury shower doors from White City Glass. 3/8 or half-inch shower doors from White City Glass offer a quality that is evident, making shower time more relaxing any day of the week. Are you ready for luxury, style, and relaxation? Make the right choice for your shower doors. See White City Glass today.
Great players may get headlines, but it takes teamwork to win championships. And when it comes to your family's dental health, Dr. Daniel Wynn and Dr. Annie Gunderson have created a championship team at Wynn Family Dentistry. Wynn Family Dentistry is proud to be a part of our Chippewa Falls community and wishes all our Chi High and McDonald student athletes a safe and successful season. Go Cards and go Max from Dr. Daniel Wynn and Dr. Annie Gunderson at Wynn Family Dentistry in Chippewa Falls.
Welcome back to McDonald Max Football on WOGO 103.1 FM AM 680 and WOGO.com. A beautiful Saturday afternoon. Temps in the low 80s expected today. Here from Clayton, Wisconsin. The Clayton Bears against your McDonald Max. Caleb Swenson, Seth Smiski, Drew Smiski, your WOGO sports team. Sam Averly, our producer at the WOGO home base in Halley. On third and six, Mum back to pass over the middle. He's got a man twisting out of a tackle and staying up. Pulled out of bounds, they will say now, as Isaac Crawford able to yank Landon King out of bounds, but not before King moves the sticks. Actually, a little out route on the left.
He had some time to throw the ball that play, so that he's been under some pretty heavy pressure, but that time he got a little time and made a completion.
Ball spotted at the 34-yard line of McDonald.
It's a lot of pressure on these defensive backs to make a tackle because you don't have any safety help.
Twin receivers split out to the right for Clayton, single receiver to the left. Mum with Curtis with him in the backfield. Man in motion left to right. Mum going to keep her the whole way, and he's got a lot of room. 15, 10, 5 to the end zone. Touchdown. Dane Mum makes it a 7-6 ball game, a 34-yard touchdown romp. Right up the gut, and Clayton right back into this game.
When you spread the ball out like that, and you have a quarterback as athletic as Clayton's, it puts a lot of pressure on the interior of that line, and that's exactly what happened. That was just a huge hole, and nobody there in the middle.
And Mum goes 6'1", 185. Go ahead, Drew.
Number 50 was able to get out on our middle backer, Danny Fritz, delivered a clean block. And he was gone.
Clayton will go for two as well and the lead. Mum flip off the left side to Landon King, and Landon King is hauled down. Mason Bussey preserves the lead for McDonald. We'll step out, be back in 60 seconds. It's 7-6 the max. We're back in a minute on WOGO.
Whether it's in education, business, or athletics, being part of a team is something truly special. This is Jamie Liebrandt, Market President at Northwestern Bank, and every day our team is here for you, for your family, your business, and your community. At Northwestern Bank, you'll find all the technology and services of big banks, but in a personal setting that shows that people are what we value most. Northwestern Bank, building stronger communities where people matter. Member FDIC.
Hi, this is Holly Bobey of Coldwell Banker, Bernizer Realtors. I loved seeing my sons run out onto Doré Field under those Friday night lights, and it always brings me back to watching out the window as my boys played football in the yard, seeing them explore, learn, and grow. I'll treasure those memories for a lifetime. And if you're looking for a place to start building your family's memories, I'd love to help. Call or text me at 715-577-HOME. Find me on Facebook or go to hollybovey.com.
Well, the complexion of this game feeling quite a bit different as McDonald was stopped on the doorstep of the red zone on a fourth down. And Clayton now goes the other way and comes within a point. 7-6 the ball game. Clayton kicking right to left here in the second quarter to McDonald. Dane Mum, who just scored on that 34-yard touchdown run. Little dribbling kick. It's going to take an awkward bounce and picked up at the 22-yard line. That looks to be, I believe, Anderson upended across the 30. I don't know, Drew, if Clayton was trying to say the ball came out there. It didn't look like it did.
The ball did come out, and down at the
31-yard line. Did we get lucky?
We got lucky. Right. I'll say that. We got lucky. The ball came out from contact, and it was loose on the ground, but they saw it a different way. So
McDonald will have a first and 10 from their own 31-yard line. This is actually their least favorable starting field position of the game so far. Their third drive, scored on their first. On the touchdown toss from Smiski to Anderson. Now moving left to right and against the wind. Smiski the give right up the middle. And again, the interior of that Clayton defense in the trenches. They are incredibly stout, led by big number 50, Alex Schradel.
Yeah, it would be really nice to establish some kind of run here.
Gain of just one, second and 9 from the 32. Anderson split out to the left. Out of the eye, Smiski throws it out to Anderson. Anderson tries to break one tackle. He'll heave his way across the 35-yard line. That's going to be a third and mid here for McDonald. Gain of about 3, so call it third and 7. Maybe even just a gain of 2 there. On third and 6 from their own 35-yard line for the Max. Anderson out to the left. Smiski under center in a one-point ball game. Flip out right side. That's Moulton, and Moulton just nowhere to go. You get maybe a couple. Landon King, among others, in on the stop for Clayton as the Bears starting to settle into this game defensively.
Yeah, just not a lot of room. Even on the outside, their cornerbacks are coming up and making some plays. Number 23 for Clayton, able to come up and just slow him down just enough.
Fourth and 5 for McDonald, and Smiski number back eight, there to punt. At his 25-yard line, pressure is light, high boot, hangs up in the air. King picks it up on the run, but called fair catch. And that'll be a good starting field position for Clayton. Across the 40-yard line and up to about the 43, and now the Clayton Bears trailing McDonald 7-6. With just 2 minutes gone by in the second quarter, momentum shifting a bit here, guys.
Yeah, it really seems to, and this is going to be a really critical stop for McDonald here on defense. You start giving these guys a little belief, and they're a good team. The tables could turn very quickly.
Dane Mum again out of the gun with Curtis to his right and twin receivers to the left. I'm going to keep it himself up the middle, and he's got another big crease, and he will carry a couple McDonald defenders for a first down, gain of 10, maybe 11 on first and 10 on the keeper for Dane Mum, the sophomore. He's going to jog to the sideline a little bit slowly, chat with his offensive coordinator, give us time to let you know that From joint replacements to neurosurgical procedures, chronic pain management to the treatment of sports injuries, the exceptional team at Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine is committed to the highest standard of orthopedic brain and spine care in western Wisconsin. Locations in Altoona, Chippewa Falls, and Rice Lake. Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine online at CVOSM.com. Three receivers with a man in motion. That's King. Little shovel pass to King. King turning the corner, and he's chucked out of bounds. The flag flying from behind the play. Could be in the area of a hold. Anderson was in there on the hit along with Eli Stev.
Yeah, it looked like number 56 got a pretty good, got a hold of Mason's jersey pretty good. So I do believe this will be going McDonald's way.
King Casares, 6'1", 225, a sophomore, strong sophomore class for this Clayton Bears team. And again, they don't have a deep roster in terms of number of players, seeing about 8-9 guys on the sideline for Coach Crows. But again, they're deep with talent.
Yeah, they are. That starting group they have is pretty solid.
So first and 10 for Clayton, backed up now into their side of the 50. It's a first and 19 from their own 44-yard line. And man in motion right to left. They'll go with the reverse to Landon King. McDonald diagnoses it very quickly. That was Ryan Smisky in on the stop.
Yeah, good job by Ryan, able to play off that block and recognize the play and that it was coming back towards him there.
And you can tell, Drew, that Clayton just wants to get the ball to Landon King in space.
Yeah, they're doing everything they can. So far, we've been able to keep contain real good, just like that last play with Ryan. Was able to spin off that block, make that play, but they definitely want to get it to the outside.
King accounted for 22 touchdowns last year, 17 on the ground, 5 via reception. It's a second and 18 for Clayton from their own 46-yard line. 8:14 and counting here in the first half. I think Coach Crows maybe looking to run a little clock here and then call a timeout. He will, so timeout taken. We're back in 60 seconds on WOGO.
Legacies aren't built in a day, and when it comes to concrete, Stelter Incorporated has been building their legacy for 3 generations. At Stelter, their commitment to the highest quality concrete means they mine and process the aggregates themselves and test it every day. And when you need materials delivered or hauled away, Stelter has a fleet of dump trucks and drivers at your service, turning your dreams into reality. Stelter Inc. Online at StelterIncorporated.com.
Step into the future with TTM Technologies, a global leader in technology solutions. TTM in Chippewa Falls is hiring for second shift, third shift, and weekend shift production associates, including a $2,000 sign and stay bonus, competitive pay, an on-site health clinic, and award-winning benefits, plus a $2,000 sign and stay bonus. Be a part of something big. Join the team at TTM Technologies in Chippewa Falls. Apply online today at ttmtech.jobs. That's ttmtech.jobs.
It is definitely warm.
Yeah.
And it's direct sun. Thank God we got the breeze, but that sun's still pretty warm.
Yep. Welcome back to McDonald 8-Player Football here on WOGO Sports. Caleb Swenson, Seth Smisky, Drew Smisky with Sam Aberle at the WOGO Studios in Halley. McDonald leads 7-6, a second and 18 coming out of the timeout for Clayton. They are on their 46-yard line. Dane Mum from the shotgun. Back to pass, some heavy pressure. He'll step up in the pocket. He's hit and dragged down. Mason Bussey once again. That Bussey bear hug, there's no escaping it.
Yeah, Justin Quall putting some pressure on, making a quarterback step up, and Mason there just to clean things up. So really good play.
Mason Bussey with that 6'5 frame. He's got such long arms.
Yeah.
You know, I think King thought he had a little space, but it closed down really quick with Mason.
Loss of 2 on the play makes it 3rd and 20 for Clayton from their 44-yard line. Beautiful grass field here at Clayton Town of 571. Mum going to keep it himself up the middle, and this time McDonald is not fooled. Daniel Fritz, the first to lay the wood on Mum, and it's going to be a 4th and 18 for the Clayton Bears.
That's kind of a nice defensive alignment for what you would think maybe would be a passing situation. They take Ryan out, and they bring in Kale home to help out, and Alan Meinen goes down to the line.
Eli Stepp is going to be back deep for McDonald to receive this, standing around his own 22-23-yard line. Different punter now. Dane Mum is not punting. Curtis is, and he's one of their running backs, 4th and 18. Flip to Curtis. Pressure is light. He'll get an end-over-end boot to Stepp. He'll pick it up at the 15-yard line. Stepp across the 20 to the 25. Stepp evades one purple jersey. Can't get away from the second and third as he's swarmed under at about the 28-yard line. First and 10, McDonald. There's a good stop for the Max defense, responding again to some of these shifts in momentum between two state-ranked eight-player squads.
Yeah, and, this drive, I think if Grant could get on track, good things are going to happen.
Anderson is going to be split out to the right. Dawson Moulton, tail of the tandem in the I formation behind Smisky, the senior signal caller, first and 10 from the 27. Smisky roll out to his right. Now a pop pass. He's got Anderson wide open. Over-the-shoulder catch. He is gone. See you later, David Anderson. 73-yard touchdown.
What a great play call. And they kind of set that up by earlier in the game. Grant running that kind of that design run to get that first down, and the cornerback left David to come up and play run, and David's sitting there all alone, and Grant, he didn't have to throw it over his head, he just had to get the ball to him.
And Drew, that's one of those where you see it developing and it's just, please put the ball on him or anywhere close to him.
Yes, I was holding my breath for sure.
Yep, it doesn't have to be anything spectacular or beautiful, just get it to him.
Got a quick stoppage of play here. Again, for the time being, it's 13-6. 13:09 to play here in the half. Kale home with the kick out of the Moulton hold, and he'll spiral that one through the uprights. It's 14-6 McDonald. They lead by a full possession. We're back in 60 seconds. This is Max Football on WOGO.
Winning in sports takes teamwork, and when everyone does their part, success comes easier. Make Johnson Roll-Off Service a part of your team. Johnson Roll-Off helps you keep your job site clean, safe, and more efficient. Call Johnson Roll-Off Service for dumpsters at your construction site, roofing job, or recycling metal, appliances, tires, and more. Get prompt, courteous, and professional service every time. Visit JohnsonRolloffService.com. Proud to support our local athletes.
Your brand new Culver's of Chippewa Falls, located at Chippewa Crossing Boulevard next to Festival Foods, is opening September 16th. Locally owned and operated with the hometown hospitality you know and love. Cook-to-order butterburgers, real Wisconsin cheese curds, and, of course, that fresh frozen custard. Culver's of Chippewa Falls is also hiring for all positions in all shifts, including management. Crew members enjoy great benefits, meal discounts, and wages up to $18 an hour. Apply today at culvers.com/careers. See you September 16th at your brand new Culver's of Chippewa Falls.
Back to the action here on WOGO Sports. The officials wisely giving both teams a little extra time for a water break here before the kickoff. McDonald leads 14-6. Second touchdown connection of the night between Grant Smisky and David Anderson. Senior to senior. They connected 12 times for touchdowns last year. Anderson on the season, I've been looking for the stats. I have them on paper here from Wisports.net, and I have been looking all game trying to find where I stashed them. But last year, David Anderson, 43 receptions for 737 yards, a 17.1 average, and 12 touchdowns. And he's well on his way to surpassing that with two touchdown receptions, one of 12 yards and now one of 73 yards, as I do believe Anderson is over 100 yards receiving already. And Grant Smisky with those two touchdown passes. And you mentioned, Drew Smisky, that you try running that same play with the middle schoolers, and it doesn't look quite as nice as the varsity as the seniors run it.
No, they got a few years and some speed.
A squib kick from Kale Holm. That's out of bounds. Now, I thought it caromed off a Clayton player, but the officials don't see that, so I must have been mistaken. So it's a penalty flag flying and favorable starting field position for the Clayton Bears. It actually went out of bounds right around the 35 where they'll get it.
I think the wind, Drew, must have played a part in Maloney's decision to squib kick it there after your kicker just kicked, had two touchbacks.
Yeah, definitely It is a straight win right in our face. You're not going to be kicking it deep.
Yep.
Side note, Grant and I had a little side conversation here on the sideline, and he was like, man, the play that they scored on, he's like, man, that's my favorite play. And it definitely looked like it.
Huh.
And two seniors in Smiski and Anderson, they've certainly run that one in practice more than a few times.
Yeah, yeah.
And Clayton's actually going to elect your guys to have McDonald kick it again from 5 yards further back.
Huh.
Penalty on the kickoff, kicking out of bounds.
So they're going to test the leg here of Cale Holm, the junior tight end, linebacker, and kicker. Cale, the run-up and the boot. He's going to squib it again, and it runs into McDonald after caroming off a Clayton defender, and that backfires on the Bears. And McDonald will have first and 10 at the 45-yard line.
That's just got to be so disheartening for that Clayton coach.
Oh, it pinballed right off number 50. That's Alex Schradel. Again, it's All-State. I believe on the offensive line, looks like it on the defensive line as well, too. He was one of the upbacks. And Cale Holm, I'm not sure if that was intentional or not, but yeah. Man, it was like an onside kick, perfectly executed. Just kick it at the shins of the big fella.
Yeah, big guy trying to get down and get that ball. It's tough to do.
First and 10 from the 44, their side of the 54, McDonald. Leading 14-6. Give to Moulton. Moulton burrows his way toward midfield and got a nose into Clayton territory. They're going to mark it right at the 50, just across.
And that right there is exactly what we need to do.
Gain of 6 unofficially here. Second and 4 for the Max. Again, just across midfield. Anderson. Nearest our side here on the Clayton sideline. I formation. Smiski floats it out to Moulton. Moulton trying to turn the corner. Got to beat Curtis, and he's not quite able to, as Curtis, a nice job barreling him out of bounds. But that should be enough for a McDonald first down.
Yeah, if they would give him forward progress, but it doesn't look like they're going to.
And from our vantage point, look to be maybe an unfavorable spot there.
Yeah.
Third and a very short one. I mean, honestly, just about a nose of a football away. No hashes here. Again, grass field at Clayton. Very well maintained. Seeing receivers left and right. Smiski keeps it right up the gut, and he will move the sticks. Pays for it a little bit as he's barreled backward.
From where that ball was sitting, I think if we would have called for a measurement, I think it would have been a first down. But it doesn't matter now. We got it.
Bussey a little bit slow getting back up. And Kane Casares from Clayton checking in on him. Good sportsmanship there. 14-6 McDonald. Just over 5 minutes to go here, second quarter. Two touchdown passes from Grant Smiski to David Anderson. McDonald after the fumble on the kickoff, back in action. Three-step drop, looking for Anderson again. Smiski, Anderson, leaping catch inside the 25-yard line. David Anderson laying out for that one and snatching it off the grass.
That was really, really a good presence by David to come back to the ball there. And that's where his natural ability as a wide receiver comes into play. He's just got a nose for the football.
It looked like that pass got hung up in the wind just a little bit. Clayton's going to have to start giving some help.
Again, they've got David Anderson against a much smaller DB. Grant Smiski floats it out to Anderson. Over the shoulder catch, touchdown, same play as they scored on from 73 yards out. This one a 23-yard touchdown toss and a hat trick for Smiski and Anderson.
Yeah, I don't know that without giving that defensive back some help, there's an answer for that play. I'm sure in the huddle or something, Clayton said, don't worry about the run. You play this receiver. But still, it's David, and that's a tall order.
Kick is blocked. Good penetration right up the middle for Clayton, but McDonald leads it 20-6, up by 14, as we are back in 60 seconds. This is Max Football on WOGO Sports.
Get a great return on your investment with a Royal Credit Union certificate. Royal's 4.40% 9-month certificate has no minimum opening balance and a locked-in rate for a guaranteed return on your investment. Open a 4.40% annual percentage yield 9-month certificate at any Royal office or online at rcu.org/certificate440. Early withdrawal penalties could reduce earnings and principal. APY accurate as of 8/9/24. Insured by NCUA.
You see it every day. And now, at long last, it's time. Time to finally call the pros at Wurzgalla Plumbing and Heating for that long overdue bathroom remodel. Treat yourself to a new tub and shower unit, a wet room for the master bath, steam shower, or ADA roll-in tub, shower, or grab bar for safety. Free estimates. At Wurzgalla, they're always here to help.
Well, a trifecta of touchdown tosses from Smiski to David Anderson. Another kick out of bounds for McDonald as Cale Holm this time does not carom it off one of the upbacks for Clayton as they dance out of the way. Kick goes out of bounds inside the 35-yard line, and we'll see what Coach Crows elects to do. Last time they declined the kick out of bounds, made McDonald kick it from 5 yards further back, and after the pinball action on the kick off one of the Clayton upbacks, McDonald took over and scored shortly thereafter. That 23-yard touchdown pass from Smiski to Anderson, their third of the afternoon, making it 20-6. That's where we stand right now. McDonald bringing everybody in. Clayton the give to Curtis, and Curtis is just laid out. David Anderson in on the stop low and then taking him down high was number 14, Nash Winger.
Boy, that's quite the front that McDonald, because they bring Allen right down on the line, and across the front you got Bussey, Ryan Smiski, Allen Mayan, and Caleb Leith. That's a good front four right there.
Indeed. Under four to go, first half. Mum delayed give to Curtis. Curtis finds a bit of a crease that closes very quickly, shy of the 40-yard line. Third and long coming up. They'll spot it at about the 34. Third and about six for Clayton.
I'm surprised Clayton hasn't gone back to the pass. They haven't thrown it a lot. They did have one really long completion on it. I don't know.
They'll go with a pistol and two men in the backfield. Lead blocker out there for Dane Mumm. Oh, my goodness, David Anderson plants him into the grass, blowing up the blocker, and then Anderson says hello. Fourth and long.
I felt that one from up here, Caleb.
Goodness.
That jarred my bones a little bit.
The scud missile, David Anderson.
Yeah, good grief.
McDonald's come out here to hit in the heat. Fourth and six, and Clayton going for it from their own 39-yard line. Unless they're just trying to draw McDonald offside. And that might be it, as they will call a timeout. Coach Crows, with 2:43 remaining in the half, we're going to step out for just 30 seconds this time. Back in half a minute, this is McDonald football on WOGO.
It may work for horseshoes and hand grenades, but sometimes close enough isn't good enough, especially when you need a boundary surveyed on your property. So call Heath Loken & Associates, LLC, Professional Land Surveying. State licensed and fully insured, they can handle residential, commercial, and government land surveying with the very latest surveying equipment and mapping software. Call owner Jason Heath at 715-720-4000. Get it done right. Heath Loken & Associates, LLC, Professional Land Surveying.
But welcome back to McDonald football here on WOGO Sports, 103.1 FM, AM 680, and WOGO.com, live streaming and podcast there. We'll plan to get a podcast of this game up for you later on this afternoon, Lord willing. Caleb Swenson here with Seth Smiski in the booth. Drew Smiski on the sidelines. McDonald has Clayton down 20-6, 2:43 remaining, and now after the timeout, Coach Crows seemingly electing to punt here. Dane Mumm, his sophomore quarterback, is the punter. High snap. Mumm steps into the boot, and this time he gets off a boomer, and that is going to carry all the way to the end zone. 61-yard punt from Dane Mumm.
That punt will go into the end zone.
We got a good bounce there, bouncing into the end zone. So,
and a pocket full of timeouts, Drew Smiske for Coach Mark Maloney here.
Well, with this offense, we got plenty of time. I think we can just move it right down the field and not give Clayton any time to get the ball back.
And McDonough will receive the second half kickoff as well, as they won the toss and deferred to start the game. 2:34 on the clock, 20-6. McDonough with a 14-point advantage thanks to three touchdown passes, all from Grant Smiske to David Anderson of 12, 73, and 23 yards. Smiske under center with three receivers. Smiske the end around give, and diagnosed very quickly by Clayton.
Clayton didn't even bother putting a man on Moulton because they knew he was going in motion.
Well, that
Moulton maybe on the end around does not get much there.
Yeah, and that's a long developing play, and pretty much they don't even have to change personnel. They just go up and make a tackle. So
Moulton slot to the left, Anderson wide left, Ryan Smiske on the right side. Back to pass, five-step drop. Grant Smiske dancing out to his right and throws to the right side. Nobody there. Good pressure by Schradl. And third and long for McDonald with a minute 52 left. No give in this Clayton defense. Again, just a 14-point advantage. McDonald has certainly recaptured momentum, but a stop here for the Bears, especially if they are able to turn it into a score before the half, could change the complexion of this game a lot.
Yeah, big play here.
And the clock is stopped at 1:52, 3rd and 10 for McDonald from their own 20-yard line, leading 20-6. David Anderson out to the right, slot to the right, Moulton. Smiske out to the left. Single setback behind Grant Smiske. He'll throw it out. Left side on the wide receiver screen to Ryan Smiske, and Ryan gets a couple, but not much more than that. Grosskreutz with the stop. Again, the 5'4" senior holding steady there at the point of attack.
Things getting a little chippy down here, boys.
You know, on that play there, you'd maybe like to see them do a pump fake to Ryan and just have him go.
Could be something maybe they're setting up for later, but right now McDonald will be kicking it back to Clayton, and the Bears could get starting field position that's very favorable. High kick that goes right up in the air. Takes a nice McDonald hop across the 40-yard line, but Clayton will start in plus territory. Again, Grant Smiske kicking against the wind here. And so a minute 5 left for Clayton. They only have one timeout left. We'll see what the Bears can do here with a chance to try to pull a little bit closer here, pull within a score before the half. Another big possession for the McDonald defense.
Yeah, the defense is definitely up to the task. I think Clayton will come out and try to throw the ball a couple times this series.
They're going to go trips to the right. Mum with an empty backfield. Mum back to pass. Heavy pressure rolling out to his right and throws it wide of his intended target, cutting across the field coverage on the play from Eli Stepp. Looks for Owen Anderson, the sophomore, but could not get a mitt on it.
Yeah, and he had a step on Eli, but the pressure from Ryan that time really disrupted the play.
And Ryan had a nice swim move over his blocker, put some good pressure on.
First and 10, Clayton becomes second and 10 from the 40-yard line of McDonald with exactly 1 minute to play here in the first half. 20-6 our score in favor of the Max. Twin receivers out to the right. Again from the gun. Give right up the middle. That's Curtis. Ball is loose on the ground. McDonald has it at the 36-yard line. Jarred loose, and the Max dove on it. Clayton trying to campaign that they pulled it back, but it sure looked like a McDonald hat was on the ball. You better believe it. That's 66, Caleb Leet, the junior.
Yeah, you know, we got a chance here. We got plenty of time with what our offense can do, so let's try putting one in the end zone.
Second turnover of the game via fumble for Clayton. 53.8 seconds left, and again, McDonald still has their full complement of timeouts. And a 20-6 advantage. Last possession didn't go anywhere. We'll see what happens this time for Ryan Smiski and Co. I formation, single receivers left and right. Smiski, short drop, throws left side in and out of the hands of Ryan Smiski. Coverage by Grosskreutz. Just a couple seconds off the clock.
I don't know, Drew. It just seems like Ryan and Grant, they just don't quite have the chemistry yet.
Yeah, definitely. That ball was a little low and outside. Ryan had to contort his body to try to make that catch. It was in his hands, though. They've just been just a little off so far today.
Yep.
50.6 to play in the first half. McDonald leading by 14. On second and 10, Smiski throws the left side. Dangerous pass. He was looking for Anderson in a miscommunication there, it seemed. As Brody Curtis, the sophomore, got a glove on that one and could have pulled it in.
Yeah, we were fortunate there that that was not a turnover. But I think we stretched the field here a little bit.
Again, there is a play that's gone for touchdowns of 73 and 23 yards. If you get single coverage on David Anderson yet again. Third and 10, though. Again, still on their side of the 54, McDonald. So a ways to go. Three timeouts left. Anderson split out wide to the left. Anderson on him. Smiski takes a five-step drop, floats it left side. He's looking for Smiski, and Smiski, with good coverage by Grosskreutz, couldn't pull it in. Ryan Smiski trying to make an over-the-shoulder catch. The ball looked to be in a catchable position, but Grosskreutz draped all over him, and it is a fourth and long for McDonald from their own 36.
Yeah, it looked to me like that time that ball was there and could have been caught. Maybe the DB had a hold of his arm a little bit so he couldn't get his other hand up there, but looked like a very catchable ball.
So Grant Smiski will be back to punt again here on 4th and 10. Waist-high snap, gets off a big kick. Again, it hangs up due to the wind and takes a Clayton hop. It'll be downed at about the 47-yard line by McDonald's Bryce Meyer. And so Clayton with 33.5 seconds and one timeout left. We'll see if they can put one in before the half. McDonald's defense called upon to try to maintain this two-score lead. 33.5 seconds on the scoreboard here at Clayton on a warm Saturday afternoon for your Labor Day weekend. Great to have you with us here on WOGO. Hallie Eau Claire, Chippewa Falls. Grosskreutz and King split out to the left. From the gun, the give to Curtis, and Curtis has some room trying to turn the corner and not letting him his Nash winger. Otherwise, Curtis would have been rumbling a long ways down the sideline. Winger, a good open field stop. And timeout taken by Clayton. We'll take a timeout as well. We're back in 60 seconds on WOGO Sports. This is Max Football.
On the court, the field, and the ice, leaders stand out. They innovate, inspire, and win at the highest level. And at Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, they are the unquestioned leaders in orthopedic, brain, and spine care. Whether it's surgery to get your athlete back in the game or managing chronic pain so you can enjoy life again, call Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine in Altoona and Chippewa Falls. With a new and improved clinic and surgery center now open in Rice Lake. Book your appointment at cvosm.com.
Building a custom home can be daunting, but it doesn't have to be. At Ashley Construction, we make the process seamless and enjoyable. With 3D drafting, thoughtful design, accurate estimates, and expert guidance from start to finish, we take the stress out of building your dream home. Our innovative processes and the latest technology ensure a fun and rewarding experience. Our talented team of experts is dedicated to creating your high-quality custom home. Enjoy the full design build experience right here in the Chippewa Valley. Contact Ashley Construction today to get started.
Fumbled snap by Dane Mum. We apologize coming back a little bit late there too, as the officials brought the game back a little sooner than we had thought, but that may just take it down to the half, as Clayton is not going to try to run another play. And so at the end of two, we come to halftime here in Clayton on this gorgeous Saturday afternoon. Your halftime score, McDonald 20 and Clayton 6. We'll take a quick break and get your halftime stats and analysis and highlights. But first, thoughts here from Seth Smiski and Drew Smiski on the first half, too. I mean, we were saying off the air, 14-point game, happy with that, and yet feeling like it could be a 3 or 4 score advantage.
Yeah, I think it should be a 3-4 score advantage. Just a couple misplays there, just so close. And then I think we still need to establish this run a little bit. We got one of the best running backs, probably by the end of the season, will be one of the best running backs in the state. And I think we can, we got to establish that a little bit more.
And what are your thoughts, Drew?
Well, I would agree with Seth. We need to establish the run and just keep methodically pounding the football. 50 and 56 for Clayton. I think they're starting to get a little bit tired. So I think things are going to really open up in the second half for us in the running game.
And again, we talk about body blows, too, like in boxing, too. I mean, on a hot day like this, with a team that doesn't seem to have a deep bench, maybe not rotating guys as much. I mean, certainly, even if you're only getting 2-3 yards in a cloud of dust, that by the fourth quarter could pay dividends.
And I've seen that at the end there, they number 28, Owen Anderson, they were putting him on David Anderson instead of number one. But maybe that will open up our interior a little bit. I think number 28 has had a little more size to play that run better. So, you know, maybe that'll be something that affects the second half as well.
And Drew as well, too, I think offensively for McDonald, even with the 3 touchdown passes, they've got to be saying, hey, we could have a lot more than 20 on the board right now here if we just make a couple of those connections through the air.
Oh, definitely. I mean, they know they left points out on this field. But I think Maloney will get them right over halftime, and they're going to come out and they're going to fix those little mistakes or not executing well enough, and I think we'll be all right.
Yeah, it's been an entertaining first half. We'll take a 3.5-minute break, be back with more highlights, analysis, and a look ahead at our WOGO sports calendar. That's all ahead in 3.5 minutes. Again, at the break here in Clayton, McDonald and their season debut for 2024 leads the Bears 20-6. We're back in 3.5 minutes here on WOGO Sports, 103.1 FM, AM 680, and WOGO.com.
Winter is coming, and with winter comes salt. And that salt is attacking your vehicle, leading to rust. But you can stop rust in its tracks with Rust Proofers. Rust Proofers offers convenient service. They'll come to you with a no-mess, no-drip formula. Prevent rust and stop existing rust from getting out of control. And Rust Proofers service is added to your vehicle history report, increasing resale value. Stop rust before it starts. Call, text, or email Rust Proofers, serving Western Wisconsin. RustProofers.com.
At Post Glass and Mirror, quality comes first. Maybe you need a beautiful storefront window or a show-stopping custom shower door. Post Glass and Mirror can custom cut glass and mirrors and offers quick replacement of fogged or broken windows. And if your windshield takes a hit, they offer free mobile service and can recalibrate the advanced driver safety system after windshield replacement for all makes and models. Post Glass and Mirror is also hiring auto glass technicians, window installers, and in-shop repair technicians. For commercial, home, and auto glass, call Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls.
Quality Propane and Fuels, Northern Wisconsin's trusted propane supplier since 1996. At Quality Propane, we're committed to the highest level of service for all our customers, residential, commercial, and industrial. Quality Propane always brings you competitive rates through our strong focus on efficiency, and we use the very latest technology to keep your family safe and cut energy costs. Payment programs available to fit any situation. Call 723-9490. Stop by the office or visit qualitypropaneandfuels.com.
Your home team works hard to win on game day. Nicolet Bank works hard to manage your money every day. Score big and get paid with better checking. Earn up to 3.00% annual percentage yield with Real Rewards Checking. If you don't earn money with your current checking account, it's time to switch. See terms and apply at NicoletBank.com or talk to your neighborhood team today. Nicolet Bank, real people, real conversations. Member FDIC.
At Chippewa Valley Financial Services, they know that taxes and bookkeeping are a necessary part of life and business, but often the last thing you'd like to be working on. With offices in Chippewa Falls and Eau Claire and a full staff of accountants, bookkeepers, and tax preparers, Chippewa Valley Financial Services stands ready to help businesses and individuals, taking away the burden and freeing up your time for what matters most. For taxes, accounting, and bookkeeping, there's only one name you need to know: Chippewa Valley Financial Services.
The Y, where your membership comes with an entire community. Now with three full-service membership branches in Eau Claire and Chippewa Falls. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley membership rates are among the lowest in the area. Child Watch, monthly Parents Night Out events, family fun zones, group exercise classes, including yoga, and much more are all free with your YMCA membership. Learn more about the YMCA of the Chippewa Valley at www.ymca-cv.org.
Competition drives us to be our best. That's why sports are such a valuable experience for all of our young athletes. At Toys and Ford, we know the importance of good competition. It's easier than ever to shop for a new car or truck, and that's pushed all of us at Toys and Ford to be better at what we do in creating a great experience for our customers. It's the reason that we have the slogan, "You'll Find a Friend." So before you head to the next high school game, stop into our all-new dealership in Chippewa Falls and see why you'll find a friend at Toys and Ford.
Welcome back to McDonald Max Football here on WOGO 103.1 FM AM 680 and WOGO.com. The law firm of Smisky, Smisky, and Swenson, your WOGO sports broadcast team on a warm Labor Day Saturday afternoon here in Clayton. McDonald leads 20-6. We'll hear the halftime highlights coming up. A lot going on here in Clayton. Apparently there's a tractor show of some sort nearby, as we've seen some tractors going down the road to our left and our right, and there's a lot of people in town.
There is, and just we were trying to take a left turn to come to the field here on Highway 63, and the line of cars was kind of like a funeral procession, but it wasn't, because it was probably every fifth plate was a Wisconsin plate. Otherwise, it was Minnesota cars heading in the cabins and stuff like that. So a lot going on up here in the Northwoods.
So we focused a lot on offense here in McDonald. Again, three touchdown passes already from Grant Smisky to David Anderson. But coming up in our post-class post-game show, we have a new award this year, and that's the Rust Proofers Defensive Player of the Game, brought to you by Rust Proofers. Defending your vehicle against rust, Rust Proofers service is even reported to Carfax, which increases your vehicle's resale value. Prevent rust and stop existing rust in its tracks. Learn more at rustproofers.com. And kind of a fun side of this, too, a lot of times we think in eight-player football, Seth, it's scoring, you know, going to be 40, 45, 50 points a game, but on the defensive side, again, those stops can be absolutely critical, and we've seen a number of guys already maybe in the running for that Rust Proofers Defensive Player of the Game. I mean, Mason Bussey's been phenomenal. Caleb Leeds, among others, has really played a strong game.
Yeah, and when you mentioned that, Mason Bussey was the first player that came to my mind. He's really been creating problems for Clayton and Caleb as well.
And also, again, as we look toward the second half here for McDonald, how much is maintaining what they've done so far offensively, and how much is trying to find another gear to make sure that they can stay out in front?
I think you find the other gear. This is too dangerous of a team to kind of nurse that lead. So, and they got to feel it. I'm sure they know. Hey, we left some points out there, so let's get the ball here and let's go down and get them.
And if we still have Drew with us here as well, too. Drew, again, as a coach and with eight-player football, too, it seems like maybe more so than an 11-player football, a 14-point lead, just it's not a lot. We'll ask you, Seth, because maybe Drew turned off his mic and they have to get some pizza or something there for the concession stand. But again, 14 points.
It's not a lot, and especially against a team like this with the athletes they have. So, you know, and I think, too, that eight-player football, the high scores and stuff, but when you get good teams like these two playing each other, the scoring does seem to come down, and the defense starts to play a much bigger factor. You know, last year, our a lot of our lower scoring games were against like Gilman, and so. But yeah, let's go get another one, and I think with the receiving core there, Ryan, we'd like to see him make a catch in this first game here, kind of get on the same page as Grant. So let's go for that, and then the old line. Let's establish some dominance here, especially on that strong side with Mason and Ryan, and just, you know, get some good chunks of yardage.
Again, in that 10-1 campaign for Clayton last year, they lost to McDonald in level two of the playoffs after barnstorming Shell Lake 29-12, lost to McDonald 42-39, and that was the most points they gave up all season long. Last year, Clayton in that 10-1 campaign, 46.1 points per game scored, but they allowed eight or less five times and a 13.5 point average, and again, that average in large part due to the fact that McDonald put 42 on them here on this field. So you talk about the elite teams in A-player football. They really do it on defense, even if a lot of people are paying more attention to the offense.
Yep. Well, and, you know, if you, so many guys go both ways, so you have some great athletes on offense, and then, you know, that translates to the defense as well.
On the other side for McDonald last year in their 10-1 campaign, 39.3 points per game offensively, and defensively gave up under 13, just 12.7, including four shutouts. Before the Clayton game, where again Clayton did put up 39 points on McDonald, no one had scored more than 25 on the max last year. We're going to take a quick 1 minute break and be back with your halftime highlights. We'll hear how it sounded here on WOGO Sports as we're through the first half. McDonald leading 20-6 on this gorgeous Saturday afternoon for your Labor Day weekend. Back in 1 minute on WOGO.
Chippewa Auto Body and Service in Chippewa Falls wants to kick off your fall by getting your car ready for optimal performance on Wisconsin roads. With over 60 years of experience, their technicians are ready for the game with alignment services, tire touchdowns, brakes, diagnostic checks, and free car washes with every oil change. Your satisfaction, our priority. Chippewa Auto Body and Service wants to make your experience as stress-free as possible with early hours, nightly key drop, and why not go for the end zone with a beautifully detailed car? Chippewa-Auto.com.
Remember when you were a kid and broke that window? Remember how bad you felt when Mom and Dad found out? Mom made everything okay with hot cookies. Dad called White City Glass to fix it. That was years ago. When someone little you know breaks one of your windows, bake the cookies and call White City Glass. They're in the business of fixing broken glass of any kind. White City Glass, helping people of all ages since 1967.
Welcome back. WOGO Sports, Caleb Swenson, Seth Smisky, and Drew Smisky. Where WOGO Sports team, Sam Averly back at the Wogo home base in Halley. McDonald leads 20-6 at the half in their season opener, home opener for the Clayton Bears. And let's hear how the first half sounded here on WOGO.
It was up pretty quick.
That's a McDonald first down brought to you by Ashley Construction, your first choice for a custom home. Learn more at ashleyconstruction.co. First and goal for McDonald. Pop pass to Anderson, reaches out, makes the grab, stretches to the end zone, touchdown. McDonald at 6-0 here on the road at Clayton.
Just David Anderson is so good. That was good grab because he had a guy right on him, and he's got such great hands and good. Grant's been throwing that slant pass since he was a freshman. Yeah, that is a huge, huge play by Kale there.
And again, at any level, but especially here at A player, to have a weapon like that as a kicker,
it
changes things.
For sure.
Quarterback keeper off the left side, Mason Bussey pulls him down. Mason Bussey, the pursuit, and yanks Dane Mum to the turf for maybe a gain of one.
And that's the play right there, you know. And can we keep contain? And Mason just did a phenomenal job.
And the first WISports.net coaches poll for eight-player football. McDonald sitting atop the poll. Again, no one's played a game yet, but McDonald is ranked first. Clayton ranked seventh. Twin receivers now to the left. From the gun, option look. Mom going to keep it himself, and he will run right into a bear hug from Mason Bussey.
Yeah, that was just a gift for Mason. He was coming down flat down the line, and he just stepped right back into him.
They're on their 46-yard line. Dane Mum from the shotgun. Back to pass, some heavy pressure. He'll step up in the pocket. He's hit and dragged down. Mason Bussey once again. That Bussey bear hug, there's no escaping it.
Yeah, Justin Quall putting some pressure on, making a quarterback step up. And
Anderson is going to be split out to the right. Dawson Moulton, tail of the tandem in the I formation behind Smisky, the senior signal caller, first and 10 from the 27. Smisky roll out to his right. Now a pop pass. He's got Anderson wide open. Over the shoulder catch. He is gone. See you later, David Anderson. 73-yard touchdown.
What a great play call. And they kind of set that up by earlier in the game. Grant running that kind of that design run to get that first down. And the
5 minutes to go here, second quarter. Two touchdown passes from Grant Smisky to David Anderson. McDonald after the fumble on the kickoff, back in action. Three-step drop, looking for Anderson again. Smisky, Anderson, leaping catch inside the 25-yard line. David Anderson laying out for that one and snatching it off the grass.
Clayton's going to have to start giving some help.
Again, they've got David Anderson against a much smaller DB. Grant Smisky floats it out to Anderson. Over the shoulder catch, touchdown, same play as they scored on from 73 yards out. This one a 23-yard touchdown toss and a hat trick for Smisky and Anderson.
Yeah, Clayton hasn't gone back to the pass. They haven't thrown it a lot. They did have one really long completion on it. I don't know.
They'll go with a pistol and two men in the backfield. Lead blocker out there for Dane Mum. And oh my goodness, David Anderson plants him into the grass, blowing up the blocker. And then Anderson says hello here in the first half. 20-6 our score in favor of the Max. Twin receivers out to the right. Again from the gun. Give right up the middle. That's Curtis. Ball is loose on the ground. McDonald has it at the 36-yard line. Jarred loose, and the Max dove on it. And that's how the first half sounded here on WOGO. We are back in 60 seconds with your second half kickoff. The Max to receive at a 20-6 ball game on the road at Clayton. Back in one.
When it comes to indoor comfort, Kurth Heating and Cooling, your local Carrier factory authorized dealer, has a complete line of home heating products to keep your family comfortable. With smart temperature management and remote access options, it's easier than ever to control your home's climate. And Carrier energy efficient systems can help reduce utility bills without sacrificing comfort. For peace of mind and complete comfort, turn to the experts, Kurth Heating and Cooling.
Great players may get headlines, but it takes teamwork to win championships. And when it comes to your family's dental health, Dr. Daniel Wynn and Dr. Annie Gunderson have created a championship team at Wynn Family Dentistry. Wynn Family Dentistry is proud to be a part of our Chippewa Falls community and wishes all our Chi High and McDonald student athletes a safe and successful season. Go Cards and go Max from Dr. Daniel Wynn and Dr. Annie Gunderson at Wynn Family Dentistry in Chippewa Falls.
Second half set to begin here in Clayton. Good to have you with us on WOGO Sports. Dane Mum, the sophomore, a line drive boot. McDonald on the reverse, and Dawson Moulton has it. Now cutting back against the grain. He's looking for a block. Gets one from Anderson. Moulton turning the corner at the 30, the 35-yard line, and ushered out of bounds near the 36, maybe 37. That was a very delayed reverse between the two return men there as Anderson and Moulton kind of collaborate, hang on to the ball jointly for a while. You don't know who's going to end up with it, and Moulton is the one who sprints around the right end.
Yeah, and when you have that misdirection like that, then everybody's coming back across the field, and there's a good chance that the block, like a good blindside block, is available, and you can't do that anymore, so you're always looking for that penalty.
So first and 10, McDonald. Good starting field position here in the third quarter. They'll go reverse to David Anderson from Moulton. Anderson gets a block from Smiski. Anderson turning the corner at the 50-yard line. First down and more. David Anderson and Dawson Moulton collaborating on the kickoff and the first play from scrimmage here in the second half. And a good block out there, Drew Smiski, by Grant out leading the way.
Well, I don't know how good it was, but he did just enough. How about
he got
that?
It done. He got it done.
He just misdirected him just enough.
Not a clean exchange between Dawson. Dawson kind of fumbling the handoff. It wasn't clean. So them able to get what they did was a big bonus.
They'll spot the ball right at the 50 on the McDonald side of it. Eye formation behind Smiski, the senior. Anderson out wide to the left. Flip right side. That's Moulton, and Moulton is upended as he crosses midfield. Gain of one down to the 49. Curtis on the stop. And this Clayton defense is stout.
It is, and you run a couple plays like that, reverse, try to loosen things up a little bit, but they're standing strong.
Ken McDonald no longer in the Central Wisconsin West Conference. In this newly formed conference that looks to be one of the best eight player conferences in the state, on a second and nine, give to Moulton, and Moulton wrapped up very quickly and stormed back.
Run up the middle of the stalemate on the defensive line of the Bears.
Max are two-time defending conference champions in the CWC West, but it's going to be a tough road to repeat as a conference champion.
Sure.
Now
they got their work cut out for them, absolutely. And knowing Maloney, he's got to be super frustrated right now with the way we're running the ball.
The North Central East Conference is what I was searching for, the new conference for McDonald. Third and nine from the 49. Smiski on the bootleg, rolling out to his left, got some pressure, floats it out left side, looking for Anderson. Anderson, another catch inside the 25-yard line. 26-yard hookup unofficially there between Smiski and Anderson, as David Anderson on his way toward a 200-yard receiving day.
Grant was initially looking to target Ryan on that play as he was coming across on that drag, but his defender was draped all over him, so then he checked it up to David and made a heck of a play on the ball.
That's another Max first down, brought to you by Ashley Construction, your first choice for a custom home. Learn more at ashleyconstruction.co. 27-yard pickup officially. Anderson out to the right, flip right side. The fake, Moulton fakes the reverse, going to keep it himself, makes two men miss, breaks another tackle inside the 20-yard line, and then is stormed back. Moulton again came to a standstill there.
Yeah, a little trickery.
Yeah, again, kind of hiding the ball on his hip. Looked like he was going to give it to Anderson. Moulton went down a little awkwardly at the end of that play, but I think is walking it off here.
Yeah. Little trickery on top of the trickery that time, but they didn't get fooled as much as we would have liked.
Gain of three. So the Max are in the Johnson Roll-Off red zone once again. Johnson Roll-Off is your local roll-off dumpster service, making recycling easy. Dumpsters for any size projects and Holloway and disposal services for the majority of West Central Wisconsin. JohnsonRolloffService.com. Landon King knifes into the backfield on the pitch out to Dawson Moulton, and a loss back to the original line of scrimmage as Moulton is pulled down. And as you mentioned, Coach Maloney, this is not what he would like to see from the ground game.
No, definitely not. It almost looks like we got
loss of actually four
different old linemen in there.
Smiski out to the right, Ryan Smiski. Anderson to the left. Eye formation. Grant Smiski, he has nowhere to go, and the ball comes loose as he sacks. Clayton picks it up near the 38-yard line. Dane Mum on the fumble recovery. It's just immediate heavy pressure from the Bears. McDonald, their first turnover.
Drew, was that supposed to be some type of screen play?
It appeared to be so. Mason Bussey was out, looked to be a little banged up on that last play, so they had some new offensive linemen in. And the pressure was very intense. Grant tried to throw it away, but the ball just came out.
Yeah. It kind of looked like a kind of a jailbreak there.
I mean, it looked like he was cocking the arm back, trying to rip it out, and just jarred loose. And Clayton coming the other way. Give right up the middle. That's Curtis. And Curtis across midfield on a gashing run right up the middle.
That's where all their good runs have come today is right up the middle.
Their lone touchdown run was from 34 yards out, just 14 seconds into the second quarter. Clayton trails McDonald 20-6, but now the Bears on the move.
Yeah, they definitely
Coach Crows.
Seem to have the momentum right now, rightfully so after just getting a turnover.
Ball just across midfield. 4 minutes into the second half. Grosskreutz and King, the receivers out to the left. Mum going to keep it himself, and Mum trying to turn the corner, and he will. He's pulled down into the McDonald sideline. Nash Winger hopping on his back to pull him out, but that is very close to another Clayton first down. Well, when your car takes a big hit, Chippewa Auto Body and Service is here. Local pickup and delivery, complimentary estimates, towing, loaner vehicles, and assistance with insurance claims. And Chippewa Auto Body and Service is also your local choice for vehicle repair, tires, and detailing. Free car wash with every oil change, Chippewa Auto Body and Service. And we talked at half about our award, our Rust Proofers Defensive Player of the Game, and McDonald's going to need some guys to be vying for that award stepping up here as Clayton on the march. Offensively, trailing by 14 for the time being. Curtis takes it right up the middle. He runs into Bussey, and Bussey pulls him down. Also, it looked like Eli Stepp in on that stop.
Good to see Bussey back out there. I was watching him, just trying to walk it off on the sideline. Hopefully he can continue to play here.
And 20-6 McDonald as Dane Mum, the sophomore signal caller, gets his play call from the sideline and trots back to the huddle on a warm Saturday afternoon here in Clayton. Good to have you with us. Caleb Swenson, Seth Smisky, and Drew Smisky on WOGO Sports. Twin receivers right. Ball on the far hash. Give to Curtis. Curtis up the middle, and he's driven under by Eli Stepp, and also in on that stop was Alan Minan. Brings up second down. Gain of about four on first down. Maybe call it three.
Yeah, they've kind of found, they found something there with this cutback.
Under 7 minutes to go here in the third quarter. And relatively low scoring game as both of these defenses have settled in a bit. Two receivers on the left side for Clayton. Single tailback, that's Curtis. Mum going to keep it himself, and he has a big hole up the middle. Breaks one tackle, breaks another. Finally brought down deep into McDonald territory by Eli Stepp inside the 25-yard line. That's another Clayton first down. Mum shaking off that hit a little bit as he trots back to the sideline for the play call. But the Bears, this is probably their best-looking drive of the game so far.
Yeah, their offensive linemen are doing a really good job of getting up to the second level and getting on our linebackers.
20 seconds away from the halfway point of the third quarter. Just a 14-point game, 20-6 McDonald. Mum from the gun. Give to Curtis. Curtis stutters, dives forward, gets what he can inside the 20-yard line. They're going to mark him actually all the way down near the 17, maybe the 16, depending on the spot from the near side judge. I'll call it six, so second and four for Clayton. As the Bears continue to move.
Yeah, just very efficient. 4 or 5 yards of carry here, going right down the field.
Second and four from the McDonald 16. Landon King, slot to the right. Grosskreutz, wide right. Mum, delayed give to Curtis. Curtis up the middle. And he's hauled down by Ryan Smisky, but not before moving the sticks once again. Mum comes to the sideline to get a quick water bottle break.
Looked like McDonald was in position for the cutback that time, but there was no cutback, and he was able to get another nice gain.
And Drew, you talk about in the trenches, players were kind of blowing hard in the first half, and again, with this weather, it's easy to get gassed.
Yeah, our D-line is struggling a little bit right now.
Mum from the gun. Again, the give to Curtis, and that time McDonald up to the task on the defensive front. Caleb Leet pulls down the ball carrier from behind. Gain of not much. I think no gain, actually, on the play. Ball still spotted at the 10.
really good play by Caleb there. Their old line is getting out onto our linebackers. So our defensive line is going to have to step up and make some plays, and that's exactly what he did.
Second and 9 from the McDonald 10-yard line. Mum back to pass. Now he's going to pump, keep it right up the middle, and he's got another score. Mum stretches for his second touchdown of the afternoon, and it's 20-12, McDonald.
That looked very similar to the play that they scored on before. They just spread everybody out. We got one linebacker in the middle of the field. They block him, and he's through and gone.
So the sophomore makes it an 8-point game. And now, going for two once again, will be the Clayton Bears. Single receivers left and right. Back to pass is Dane Mum. Throws left side, complete in the end zone to Landon King. And it's a 6-point ball game, 20-14. We'll step out and be back in 60 seconds. This is McDonald Football on WOGO Sports.
Whether it's in education, business, or athletics, being part of a team is something truly special. This is Jamie Liebrandt, Market President at Northwestern Bank. And every day, our team is here for you, for your family, your business, and your community. At Northwestern Bank, you'll find all the technology and services of big banks, but in a personal setting that shows that people are what we value most. Northwestern Bank, building stronger communities where people matter. Member FDIC.
Whether it's sitting in the bleachers of your old high school or driving through the neighborhood where you grew up, great memories stick with us as the years go by. I'm Holly Bovey from Coldwell Banker Bernizer Realtors, and I'd love to help your family start a lifetime of memories in a new home. Whether it's your first home, a place to retire, or anything in between, connect with me on Facebook at hollybovey.com or call or text me anytime at 715-577-HOME. That's 715-577-HOME.
6-point ball game here in Clayton with 4:23 to go in the third quarter. A ball control drive from the Clayton Bears, capped off by sophomore Dane Mum's second touchdown run of the game. This one from 10 yards out. 2-point conversion pass is good, and it's 20-14. McDonald up by just 6. Sliding to the turf to take the squib kick is Cale Holm. McDonald will start first and 10 at about their 27-yard line.
Give credit to Clayton's coaching staff. They saw something and made some halftime adjustments and came out and executed.
It's kind of gut check time here for McDonald.
Yep.
As we said in the first half, it seemed like they left a lot of points on the board. And now Clayton trying to do what McDonald did to them last October, and that's come back from a multi-score deficit. Still a lot of game left to play here, but this drive certainly is critical for McDonald, as you'd expect, the two state-ranked teams' momentum swinging back and forth. McDonald will go with 3 receivers, 2 right, single receiver left. Give right up the middle, and that's Fritz. And Fritz up to the 30-yard line for a gain of a couple. Talk about the defensive line for McDonald maybe wearing down a little bit. We haven't really seen that defensive line for Clayton gashed much at all yet.
No, not at all. They're playing tough.
Anderson out wide to the left. Curtis is going to go over on him. Smisky rolling out to his left, cuts back, and he's dragged down behind the line of scrimmage. Landon King with the stop. That's actually, Owen Anderson, who's been sent out to cover David Anderson. But now a third and long for McDonald. Loss of about half a yard on the play, so third and 9 from their own 29 for the Mags. Single receiver Anderson out to the right with Anderson on him. I formation backfield. Smisky rolling out to his right. Grant holding, waiting. Now he's going to try and tuck it and get what he can. Cuts back against the grain, and he's buried in a swarm of purple jerseys, and the ball went down, but the knee down first.
Yeah, they were kind of holding him up, and then somebody came and punched the ball. But I think he was down before that ball came out. But, that's the thing here. we've had a lot of third and longs, way too many. Not enough third manageables.
This will bring up a fourth and two for McDonald. And Coach Maloney, Drew Smiski, looks like there's no question that he's going for it here. Got to try to get some momentum back.
Definitely we have to steal the momentum back. Our sideline is dead. Clayton's sideline's fired up. Well, it looks like the
Smiski's actually in punting formation here. On fourth and two, low snap, gets through Smiski's legs. He still gets the kick away, but it's not going far. Takes a little bit of a hop over to Ryan Smiski, but starting at the 46 of McDonald will be the Clayton Bears, now trailing just 20-14. And momentum has definitely swung the way of the home team here in the second half.
Looks like we might get a roughing the kicker on that.
Yeah, there's actually a flag back. And this was just a fourth and two, remember?
Yeah.
And so even a running into would be a McDonald first down.
And that's tough if you're a defensive player because of the bobble or the bad snap. You're just trying to get in there. And, yeah, they must have roughed the punter on that.
Well, sometimes momentum can come from the football gods as well.
And yeah.
So McDonald gifted a first down here.
Flag.
2:16 to go here, third quarter, 20-14. McDonald leads by six, but now they will have the ball in plus territory after the 15-yard roughing the punter penalty. And I think we lost you for a second there, Drew.
Oh, I was just going to say that I think it was the helmet-to-helmet contact that I actually convinced the ref to throw that flag out.
Gotcha.
Grant Smiski under center, give off the right side, and spun down Dawson Bolton, and that was Landon King.
Loss of a yard on the play.
Slapping his own helmet, trying to get his defense pumped up. Landon King has been a bit of a non-factor, knock on wood, here offensively for Clayton, but defensively, what an athlete.
Yeah, he's making some plays, flying to the ball.
And the senior leaders.
David Anderson not in the game. Seems to be dealing with some cramps on the sideline right now. Drinking some Gatorade, getting stretched out. Hopefully he can go back in soon.
And first game of the season in low 80s, I believe, here in Clayton today. Just over 90 seconds to play in the third quarter. McDonald leading 20-14. Three-step drop, floating out left side. Over the shoulder catch! What a grab inside the 30-yard line. Ryan Smith. You better believe I have hands.
Wow, what a grab by Ryan there. I mean, it was a beautiful throw, and that catch, it's not one that you expect, like a big old tight end like Ryan to haul it, you know.
That was a high degree of difficulty.
Yes, yes. It looked like he overthrew him at first.
Smiski to Smiski on the connection there, all the way down to the 26-yard line, and now knocking on the door again of the Johnson Roloff red zone, the max, and drive they need to have. First and 10 from the 26. Give to Moulton. Moulton trying to find some room, breaks an ankle tackle, turns the corner. Moulton, 15, 10, and he is chucked out of bounds. Very close to a McDonald first down. Grosskreutz.
Looks like they're going
to stop.
They're moving a chain, so they're going to give them the first on that.
And again, McDonald now officially in the Johnson Roloff red zone. Johnson Roloff, your local Roloff dumpster service, making recycling easy. Dumpsters for any size project and haul away and disposal services for the majority of West Central Wisconsin. JohnsonRoloffService.com. Ball spotted just inside the 15-yard line. McDonald hurries up to the line. Pitch out left side, that's Moulton. Moulton cutting back against the grain inside the 10-yard line, carrying purple jerseys with him all the way down near the 6. And Dawson Moulton, like a shark with chum in the water, is sniffing the end zone here, and he wants to get in for the first time in 2024.
Yeah, Dan Fritz went out there and made a block. He just chucked him right to the ground, but Dawson was able to cut up then and carry some bodies. You're right. He smells the end zone.
From the 6-yard line, second and one. Faking the pitch out is Grant Smiski. Smiski rolling out, throws to the back of the end zone. Touchdown, Ryan Smiski. All alone, the fourth touchdown toss of the day for Grant Smiski, and it's 26-14 McDonald.
Oh, that's just that's just cool to see two cousins there. They've been, you know, playing together since they were just little dudes, and to see that happen, it's pretty cool.
26-14 McDonald. Snap, spot, the kick from Cale Holm is good. And McDonald leads by 13 again, 27-14. We'll step out and be back in 60 seconds. This is McDonald Football on WOGO Sports.
Legacies aren't built in a day, and when it comes to concrete, Stelter Incorporated has been building their legacy for three generations. At Stelter, their commitment to the highest quality concrete means they mine and process the aggregates themselves and test it every day. And when you need materials delivered or hauled away, Stelter has a fleet of dump trucks and drivers at your service, turning your dreams into reality. Stelter Inc. Online at StelterIncorporated.com.
Step into the future with TTM Technologies, a global leader in technology solutions. TTM in Chippewa Falls is hiring for second shift, third shift, and weekend shift production associates, including a $2,000 sign and stay bonus, competitive pay, an on-site health clinic, and award-winning benefits, plus a $2,000 sign and stay bonus. Be a part of something big. Join the team at TTM Technologies in Chippewa Falls. Apply online today at ttmtech.jobs. That's ttmtech.jobs.
Welcome back to McDonald Football on WOGO Sports. Caleb Swenson, Seth Smiski, and Drew Smiski with you near the end of the third quarter. Bouncing kickoff picked up at the 32-yard line. Dane Mum turning the corner. 35, 40, 45, 50, and Mum into McDonald territory. And what a response on special teams as Mum spikes the ball. And a McDonald player is down near the 35-yard line.
Looks to be Cale. He had the initial contact on the play. Probably got the wind knocked out of him, I'm thinking.
That does take us to the end of the third quarter as well. So McDonald taking the lead 27-14. And they're going to check on Cale Holm. We're going to take a break as well. We'll be back after this on WOGO Sports.
Yeah, it looks like Cale went high on him, and that did not go very well.
Yeah, he had a full head of steam coming down.
And we'll take a break here on WOGO.
Need a dumpster? Call Johnson Roll-Off Service. Whether you're in the middle of a remodel, demolition, spring or fall cleanup, or have materials to haul away from fire or water damage, Johnson Roll-Off Service has a dumpster size to fit your project. They also offer dumpsters for recycling metal, concrete, cardboard, and much more. Johnson Roll-Off Service provides haul away and disposal services for the majority of West Central Wisconsin. Prompt, courteous, professional. When you need a dumpster, call Johnson Roll-Off Service. JohnsonRolloffService.com.
Your brand new Culver's of Chippewa Falls, located at Chippewa Crossing Boulevard next to Festival Foods, is opening September 16th. Locally owned and operated with the hometown hospitality you know and love. Cook-to-order Butterburgers, real Wisconsin cheese curds, and of course, that fresh frozen custard. Culver's of Chippewa Falls is also hiring for all positions in all shifts, including management. Crew members enjoy great benefits, meal discounts, and wages up to $18 an hour. Apply today at culvers.com/careers. See you September 16th at your brand new Culver's of Chippewa Falls.
Well, Cale Holm able to jog off the field. And Drew, hopefully he's all right and able to get back into the game shortly. But again, he took a high hit there.
Yeah, they seem to actually be working on his knee right now.
Okay. Oh. And hopefully nothing serious. Such a talented athlete, Cale Holm. Again, we did reach the end of the third quarter. So McDonald retakes the lead by two possessions, 27-14, guys. But that kick return by Dane Mum, certainly impactful, as they will start first and 10 deep in plus territory as we switch sides here. They will start at the 34-yard line of McDonald.
Yeah, that's those kickoffs always make me so nervous. And that's exactly why.
So Mum now who's accounted for both Clayton touchdowns in the backfield. Back to pass, rolling out to his right. Heavy pressure, being pursued, trying to turn the corner, and he will jog out of bounds. Flag flies right now. It's a loss of about 5 yards for Dane Mumm, but a flag in the secondary at the 30-yard line.
Yeah, it's either going to be holding or pass interference.
So we will wait on the officials for the call here. And coming up after the game, our post-class post-game show brought to you by Post-Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls. We'll have the Holly Bovey Names You Know stats recap. And also the Russ Proofers defensive player of the game. This one will be marked off 10 yards against McDonald.
Yeah, defense must have been some defensive holding when he was rolling out there.
10-yard penalty on the map.
So now at the 20-yard line, first and 10, the Clayton Bears in a 13-point ball game that could get a lot tighter. Clayton can punch one in. Mumm, the sophomore, give to Curtis. Curtis following a big block. He cuts through a first wave of McDonald defenders inside the 15-yard line, down close to the 10.
Good time for a turnover right here.
Again, McDonald has just not been able to get any separation from Clayton here, never more than a 2-touchdown advantage.
We were in a 3-man front. Looks like we're going to switch to a 4-man front now, but they are blowing us off the line of scrimmage.
40 seconds into the fourth quarter, 27-14. Give to Curtis. Curtis following is blocking a big hit as he's spilled at the 5-yard line. Trying to see who was the first hat to the ball. I think Eli Stepp was in the area. First and goal there for Clayton now.
Yeah, we need a big tackle for a loss or something big here. Can't just let him keep running the ball like this.
27-14 McDonald. Clayton a first and goal from just outside the 5-yard line. They'll call it the 6. Cross Kreutz and Landon King split out to the left. Dane Mumm, the sophomore. Back to pass. Mumm rolling out to his left. He's got a clear path to the end zone. Stiff arm at the goal line and in for his third touchdown. Dane Mumm, the sophomore, this time from 6 yards out. And it's now just a 7-point ball game, and you would presume Clayton's going for 2 once again. 10:35 to go here in the fourth quarter. We expected a ball game, and that's what we're getting.
Yeah, it's kind of been going back and forth, and McDonald definitely had their chances to put this one away, but, well, here we are.
So now a 27-20 ball game. Can McDonald keep Clayton 7 points away, or can the Bears cut it to 5? Ball at the 3-yard line. Again, twin receivers to the left, Curtis to the right of Dane Mumm, the sophomore who's in the shotgun. Sending Landon King in motion left to right. Dane Mumm calls his own number right up the middle. He's spilled shy of the goal line. The ball pops into the end zone. Try is no good, and McDonald maintains a 7-point advantage. We'll step out and be back in 60 seconds here on WOGO Sports.
What are customers saying about Post Glass and Mirror?
Amazing job on my screens and very friendly.
I absolutely love my new Lindsay vinyl windows.
Prices are the best in town, along with fast customer service.
Got 2 heavy glass shower doors from Post Glass and Mirror. High quality, excellent service.
When I picked up my car after they replaced my windshield, it was cleaner than when I brought it in.
For commercial or residential glass and recalibration of the advanced driver safety system after windshield replacement for any make and model, call Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls. PostGlassAndMirror.com.
On the court, the field, and the ice, leaders stand out. They innovate, inspire, and win at the highest level. And at Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, they are the unquestioned leaders in orthopedic brain and spine care. Whether it's surgery to get your athlete back in the game or managing chronic pain so you can enjoy life again, call Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine in Altoona and Chippewa Falls. With a new and improved clinic and surgery center now open in Rice Lake. Book your appointment at cvosm.com.
Welcome back to McDonald Football on WOGO Sports. We've got a game, friends, here on the road in Clayton. 10:35 to go, fourth quarter. Caleb Swenson, Drew Smisky, Seth Smisky with you on WOGO Sports. Back at the WOGO Studios in Halley, our producer and board operator is Sam Averly. Thank you so much to all of the sponsors making these broadcasts possible so we can follow Chi High and McDonald throughout the 2024 campaign. Mavs have led by as many as 14 in this game, never more than that. It's a 7-point deficit right now for the Clayton Bears, who will be kicking off left to right with Dane Mum, their sophomore quarterback, kind of their do-everything player. He scored all three touchdowns for the Clayton Bears. And once again, McDonald will need to respond. Good to see David Anderson back out there along with Moulton to receive this kick.
Big drive here. We haven't shown that we can stop them yet this half.
They took Mason Bussey out of the front line and replaced him with Gavin Smisky.
Onside kick attempt, and touching the ball first is Clayton, and they get possession as it went 11 yards, not 10. And so McDonald playing off it a little bit, but Clayton, the surprise onside kick, and they will have a first and 10 trailing by 7.
As a good call there by Clayton, and unfortunately it went towards a sophomore that had just come in the game, and he didn't know what to do and should have went full steam ahead and knocked some people down, but instead he just kind of waited for it.
Brilliantly played there by Clayton, too, again, as the upbacks from McDonald froze just a bit. And now Clayton, a first and 10 from the 48. Give to Curtis. Curtis is tripped up by one defender and then knocked to the turf after a gain of 1. I think Caleb Leet might have been in there on the initial contact. Second and 9 now.
That's the way you want it to start. Right there, just hold them to 1 yard.
And the McDonald defense started out very strong. Clayton has started to respond here offensively, particularly in the trenches.
Yeah, it's the difference of this second half is they're running the ball, and we have not yet been able to do that.
Second and 9 from the McDonald 47. Dane Mum calls his own number, breaks an ankle tackle, runs into a wave of white defenders now trying to hold on to the football as McDonald clawing at it.
Yeah, Caleb Leet getting right in there, and unfortunately wasn't able to get the sack, but he was in there and disrupted that play.
27-20 McDonald, 9.5 minutes to go here in regulation, we may need to start saying. Third and 9, Clayton from the McDonald 47-yard line. You figure that, of course, Coach Crows is giving his offense 2 plays to get this here in plus territory.
Yes, for sure.
Twin receivers to the left, single receiver right. Curtis in the backfield with Dane Mum. The sophomore back to pass. He's got a clean pocket, lots of time. Now the pressure comes. Mum trying to turn the corner. He's shoved out of bounds on the near side by Daniel Fritz. Gain of 1, so 4th and 8, and what a huge 4th down this is.
It is.
My goodness.
Dan Fritz spying on the quarterback on that play and able to keep him to a minimal gain.
Dane Mum trying to catch his breath here on the sideline. Wonder if Clayton might consider using a timeout here in the first half. He probably would. In this situation in the second half, Coach Crow's probably trying to hang on to that full pocket full of timeouts. 4th and 8. Clayton trailing 27-20 to McDonald from the 46 of the max. Curtis motions. Twin receivers left, single receiver right, and now Clayton will take a timeout. We're going to take a 30-second break and be back in half a minute. Huge 4th down coming up in this game. Don't go anywhere. We're back in half a minute on WOGO.
Winter is coming, and with winter comes salt. And that salt is attacking your vehicle, leading to rust. But you can stop rust in its tracks with Rust Proofers. Rust Proofers offers convenient service. They'll come to you with a no-mess, no-drip formula. Prevent rust and stop existing rust from getting out of control. And Rust Proofers service is added to your vehicle history report, increasing resale value. Stop rust before it starts. Call, text, or email Rust Proofers, serving Western Wisconsin. RustProofers.com.
Welcome back to McDonald Max Football here on WOGO Sports season debut for Coach Mark Maloney's McDonald Max. As they face the Clayton Bears, a team they came back to defeat in level 2 of the WIAA player tournament last year. McDonald here on this field came back from a 19-point fourth quarter deficit, scored 22 unanswered in the fourth to win that game 42-39. Now Clayton trying to return the favor. as they've trailed by as many as 14 in this game. They're down 27-20 with 9:01 remaining, a 4th and 8 for Clayton for the McDonald 46. Trips to the left. Back to pass is Dane Mum. He's got a clean pocket. Now pressure comes. Tipped pass. Caught. Breaking one tackle. Anderson trying to stop him, and he will. Anderson pulls him out of bounds into the McDonald sideline, 2 yards shy of the stick as Curtis made the catch and broke the first tackle, but Anderson would not let him go. What a play there by David Anderson.
That was huge. That was huge. I thought he had it after he broke that first tackle. But that was... I can't understate how big that tackle was there.
I think that was actually Owen Anderson on the reception rather than Curtis. I'll correct myself, but it certainly was David Anderson, Drew Smiske, who made that stop right in front of his own sideline.
Oh, yeah, I thought he had it, but David wrapped onto his legs and didn't let go.
Kind of 4th and 8 between two state-ranked teams. Just a battle of will. 1st and 10 from their own 39 for McDonald. Moulton in motion left to right. Delayed give right up the middle is Daniel Fritz, and he might lose a yard trying to fight his way back.
That was kind of a sloppy fake to Landon or Dawson, and they weren't fooling anybody with that handoff.
2nd and 11 from their own 39-yard line for McDonald.
It would just be so nice to have, like, 2nd and 6 or 2nd and 5.
Eli steps split out wide to the left. Back to pass, and they're going to get McDonald for a legal procedure. Right, Step made a beautiful catch over the middle, but I'm pretty sure Eli got going a little too early. As a couple players down, one for each team, right in the heart of that offensive line. Justin Qual getting back to his feet. A little more gingerly getting up is number 53, Dayton Becker for Clayton. I believe a false start will be called against McDonald. 8:16 to play now, a 2nd and 16 as McDonald behind the sticks here on this possession after that brilliant turnover on downs generated by the defense. David Anderson is back out there, wide to the right, Smiske to the left. I formation behind Grant Smiske, the senior. Smiske short drop. He's going to pop fly deep down the left side looking for Anderson. What a catch! Oh, my goodness. He went up and snatched it inside the 40-yard line. One-on-one coverage against Owen Anderson. And David Anderson says, I'm going to beat you one-on-one and take this ball away.
That's got to be so disheartening because it was good coverage. But David Anderson is just so good.
Goodness.
And he's got one of the best verticals I've ever seen. So
James Lofton out there.
Yeah. Yep. David's going to win that one. As long as it's a catchable pass, which it was.
On 2nd and 16, McDonald converts, and Grant Smiske, let's not understate, putting that ball where it needed to be. Now the I formation behind Grant. The give to Moulton. Moulton nosing his way across left end and gets maybe a couple before he's stood up and the whistles blow. 7:20 and counting. McDonald leading 27-20, and the clock becomes your friend. If you can punch in another score here, again, because Clayton goes for two every time, you figure you can't really try to play ball control with this much time remaining. You got to get another touchdown.
Yeah, yep, absolutely. We need another score here, and I still won't feel great, but I'll feel a lot better than I do right now.
Smiske left, Anderson right. Grant Smiske in the I formation under center. Grant back to pass, early movement again on which side? It looks like it's going to go against McDonald. Now they'll be behind the sticks again a little bit. 2nd and 8 becomes 2nd and 13.
They got Mason Bussey on the false start.
That last McDonald first down brought to you by Ashley Construction, your first choice for a custom home. Learn more at ashleyconstruction.co. We talk about how beautiful the day is, but again, if you're out there in full gear,
it's tough conditions.
Yes. 80-plus degrees. First game of the season. Again, you hope your conditioning's up there too, but until you actually start playing the games. I formation with single receivers left and right for Smiske. Short drop, goes right side. Too tall for David Anderson on a little hitch. And that'll make it 3rd and 13 for McDonald.
When they're running that pro set, Ryan has the mismatch right now.
He does. He does, and I think they will come back to him on this one.
3rd and 13, McDonald from the 38-yard line of Clayton, leading 27-20. If you don't pick up the first down here, that could really mean a big decision for head coach Mark Maloney. Smiski left, Anderson right. From the eye, Grant Smiski under center. Pops up, throws it to Ryan Smiski, and he could not hold on.
Off the left side, in the hand of the Thunderbolt drop.
Slant right across the middle, and Ryan Smiski couldn't hang on to the ball. And so now what will Coach Mark Maloney do? Fourth and 13 from the 38-yard line of Clayton. It seems to be kind of that no-man's land. Where are you going to really get much with a punt?
Yeah, and Grant's punts haven't.
They are lined up to punt, though.
Yeah, he hasn't really gotten a hold of one yet.
Yeah, he's working with the wind now.
So on 4th and 13, Grant Smiski, it's a fake. He throws it left side and overshoots Ryan Smiski, who was open near the stick. It's worth a shot there, and Ryan Smiski was wide open, but the pass sailed wide. And now Clayton will take over 1st and 10 from their own 38-yard line, trailing by 7, 27-20.
And had that been completed, I don't know if it would have been a first. It would have been real close. His momentum might have carried him out of bounds before, but it would have been comparable to some of their last few punts.
So now Dane Mum, who scored all three touchdowns for Clayton, back in the shotgun. Mum, delayed give to Landon King. King right up the middle, and a couple McDonald defenders collaborate on the stop. Nash Winger, one of them. Second down, almost to the halfway point of the fourth quarter. Again, just a 7-point game, 27-20. McDonald leads by 7. They've led by as many as 14, never more than that. Clayton has not led in this game. Two teams ranked in the top 10 in the state. Landon King, slot to the right. Grosskreutz, wide to the right. Dane Mum, the sophomore, give right up the middle. That's Curtis. Curtis stumbling through one tackle, and he is very close to a first down and gets a great spot. They're going to give him 11 yards.
We have no answer for the pulling guards. We have not been able to figure that out quite yet.
Again, talking with head coach Richard Crows before the game, he expects a lot from his offensive line. That's what they think can take them to a conference title and deep into the tournament. First and 10 from the 49. Mum calls his own number. Mum upended, and he is driven back after a gain of maybe 3.
Up the middle.
Good sportsmanship by McDonald, helping Mum back to his feet as both teams, again, breathing hard at this point of the game. Fourth quarter on a hot Saturday afternoon. Caleb Leet was in on that stop.
Yeah, that was a great hit by Caleb.
Let's go!
5 minutes remaining in the game. Clock still running here at Clayton. Great crowd on hand. Twin receivers to the right. One tailback with Mum. The give to Curtis. And Curtis busts his way through the first wave of McDonald defenders and will stumble within about 3 yards of the line to gain.
Yeah, and it almost seems like we get them wrapped up and then they're able to break out of it.
Ryan Smiski a little banged up on that play.
Good defense, keep driving.
3 yards to go for a first down as Mum gets the play call from the sideline. 27-20, McDonald with the lead. Clayton with possession. WOGO, Halle Eau Claire, Chippewa Falls. 3rd and 3 from the max 43 for Clayton. Twin receivers right. Mum sending King in motion left to right. Mum calls his own number. Ryan Smiski has him from behind, but Mum falls forward for a first down. Again, the way this drive is going, Clayton in no hurry. You don't know if you're going to get the ball back if you're McDonald. It's resting on the shoulders of the defense very squarely right now. As Ryan Smiski now will have to take a break as he's been dealing with something.
Yeah, he got a little banged up the play before last. But he's been having those pulling guards have been coming down the line and cracking them.
Mum with Curtis to his right from the shotgun. 1st and 10 from the 40. Low snap. Ball's on the ground. Mum picks it up, and he fights through one tackle, but Mason Bussey finishes him off right at the line of scrimmage. 2nd and a long 10 coming up. And if you're McDonald, you need those negative plays defensively.
Yeah, for sure.
Got to get Clayton behind the sticks as Mum jogs to the sideline a little gingerly. He has been working hard, the young sophomore. Their leading receiver as a freshman last year. Mum now at quarterback. Second and about 10 and a half. With just over 3 minutes remaining for Clayton at the McDonald 40-yard line. Seven-point ball game, 27-20. Timeout taken by McDonald. We're back in 60 seconds on WOGO Sports.
Thousands of customers have earned over $20 million in interest since 2011 with Nicolet Bank. Are you ready to be one of them? Nicolet Bank is the home of real rewards checking, earning up to 3.00% annual percentage yield. Experience better checking with real rewards and choose a banking partner who is committed to the concept of shared success then and now. See terms and apply at NicoletBank.com or talk to your banker today. Nicolet Bank, real people, real conversations. Member FDIC.
At Chippewa Valley Financial Services, they know that taxes and bookkeeping are a necessary part of life and business, but often the last thing you'd like to be working on. With offices in Chippewa Falls and Eau Claire and a full staff of accountants, bookkeepers, and tax preparers, Chippewa Valley Financial Services stands ready to help businesses and individuals, taking away the burden and freeing up your time for what matters most. For taxes, accounting, and bookkeeping, there's only one name you need to know: Chippewa Valley Financial Services.
3:01 left to go in the game. McDonald leads 27-20, but Clayton on the move at the 40-yard line of the Max. Three receivers to the right on second and 10. Empty backfield, Dane Mum, the sophomore, back to pass. Rolling out to his right. He's got a lot of green in front of him. Tucks it and keeps it. He's hit and ushered out of bounds at around the 35-yard line. On that stop was Daniel Fritz. But Mum gains five, maybe six. Well, actually, we're going to see where they spot him here. We'll spot him all the way down near the 33-yard line. So third and three once again for Clayton. And, of course, two downs to get it.
He has a lot of room out there to run.
Two receivers to the left. Curtis to the right of Dane Mum, the sophomore, in the shotgun on third and three from the McDonald 33. Give to Curtis.
Inside.
Curtis following his blocking gets the first down, moves the chains down to the 25-yard line. And again, now that McDonald's used one timeout, you just really start feeling, guys, like you may not get the ball back here.
Yep. Yeah, and our linebackers are just getting caught up in the junk. They're getting such a good push off, you know, against our D line that our linebackers have not been able to flow over top.
2.5 minutes with the clock running. Again, Clayton in no hurry here. They've got time. First and 10 from the 25. Can McDonald come up with a stand? Mum going to keep it himself. McDonald not fooled. Mum fighting for whatever he can get as Bussey able to rip him backward.
Good job by Ryan just being able to keep contain that time. Had he been able to bounce it outside, that would have been trouble.
So second and 10 coming up, and you'd love to be able to force Clayton to be in a third and long situation as their comfort level, again, is 3-4 yards a crack. And looking for that big gainer. 1:49 to go. Here in the game, 27-20. McDonald with the lead. Clayton has gone for two every time they've scored.
Watch a quarterback running the ball on this one.
Three receivers left. Mum flares it out left side to Landon King. Landon King is wrapped up right away, pulled back by Eli Stepp. The wide receiver screen and Stepp with the stop.
Great job by Eli. We hadn't seen that yet today, and just a fantastic job by Eli getting underneath that and able to make a play.
Timeout by Clayton. We'll be back in 30 seconds. Huge third down coming up. Back in half a minute on WOGO Sports. This is Max Football.
Building stronger kids, stronger families, and stronger communities. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley offering three full-service locations in Eau Claire and Chippewa Falls. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley is open 7 days a week, and membership rates are among the lowest in the area. Find your community with group exercise classes, and the Y welcomes families with kids. Ask about their monthly Parents Night Out event, Family Fun Zone, and Child Watch Service. All free with your Y membership. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley.
A third and 10 coming up for Clayton with a minute 25 on the clock. Both teams taking a breather here. And down on the far side of the field, Drew Smiske, Caleb Leet is still down.
Yeah, he is still down. Dr. Stepp's taking a look at him now along with the athletic trainer. He's hurting pretty good.
Everybody on both teams taking a knee here. Again, Leet has just been phenomenal in the interior, battling with this offensive line from Clayton that probably is one of the best units in A-player football. I mean, that's what they hang their hat on.
Yeah, and they certainly showed us this second half that they are very good up front.
Coming up, we'll have the post-class post-game show, the Holly Bovey Names You Know scoring recap, and the Russ Proofers defensive player of the game. And McDonald certainly hoping for another stop here. Two plays for Clayton to get 10 yards to try to keep this drive moving. With a minute 25 left. Leet now is over on the sideline, but had to be helped there, and certainly hoping that he's all right. Just a phenomenal player.
Appears to be an ankle injury.
Yeah.
But I think he got, when he went in to help on that tackle, he kind of got rolled up on. He actually never went to the ground, but he just got rolled up enough. And
it's been a while since I've sprained an ankle, but that is some of the most serious pain you'll feel. Fortunately,
it several times myself.
Yeah,
it
doesn't last super long, but it's pretty intense.
Of course, Leet's absence, the interior of that defensive line.
Bryce Meyer checked in. He needs to make a play.
So Meyer, number 50, the junior. And for Caleb Leet, the fellow junior. Third and 10. Two down territory, of course, here for Clayton. From the McDonald 25, 7-point ball game. Mum sending Landon King, motion left to right. Mum going to follow his blocking. Now flare it back out to the left side. He's got Curtis. Curtis evading one tackler. Upended. He is very close to a first down. The ball came loose, but it hit the ground first. I think he may be just shy of the stick. But Curtis, again, weaving his way through a number of tacklers. And it will bring up a fourth and about one. With 60 seconds left, the clock still moving here. And now Coach Richard Crows will take a timeout, as will we. We will be back in 30 seconds, fourth and a yard to decide perhaps the game. That's coming up in half a minute here on WOGO Sports. This is McDonald Football.
Competition drives us to be our best. That's why sports are such a valuable experience for all of our young athletes. At Toys and Ford, we know the importance of good competition. It's easier than ever to shop for a new car or truck, and that's pushed all of us at Toys and Ford to be better at what we do in creating a great experience for our customers. It's the reason that we have the slogan, "You'll Find a Friend." So before you head to the next high school game, stop into our all-new dealership in Chippewa Falls and see why you'll find a friend at Toys and Ford.
There's just something about when these two teams tangle, Clayton and McDonald coming down to the final moments, 56 seconds on the clock. Clayton just used a timeout. Is a fourth and one for the Bears from the 16-yard line of McDonald. Clayton trailing the Macs 27-20, but again, you can bet that Coach Crows is going for the win. They've gone for two every time if they do punch one in here, but it starts with a fourth and one. Three receivers right. Mum back to pass. Mum floats it right side. He's got a man wide open. 5-10 to the end zone. Touchdown. With 48 seconds left, Curtis on a 16-yard pitch and catch on fourth and short, a gutsy play call, and it's 27-26. McDonald leading by one. And now the two-point conversion attempt, you would assume.
Yeah, that was a super gutsy call. I mean, you would think that the quarterback would run the ball there in that situation, fourth and short. But, yeah. Good play call because it worked.
So the 16-yard touchdown pass and now the all-important two-point conversion. Mum with Curtis to his right. Two receivers on the right side. And now another timeout taken by Clayton. We're back in 30 seconds. One-point ball game, two-point conversion coming up for the Bears. Back in half a minute on WOGO.
Great players may get headlines, but it takes teamwork to win championships. And when it comes to your family's dental health, Dr. Daniel Wynn and Dr. Annie Gunderson have created a championship team at Wynn Family Dentistry. Wynn Family Dentistry is proud to be a part of our Chippewa Falls community and wishes all our Chi High and McDonald student athletes a safe and successful season. Go Cards and go Max from Dr. Daniel Wynn and Dr. Annie Gunderson at Wynn Family Dentistry in Chippewa Falls.
Well, Dane Mum has accounted for all four touchdowns for the Clayton Bears. Three on the ground, now one through the air. It's 27-26 McDonald, 48.9 seconds left. And a two-point conversion attempt coming up for the Clayton Bears. They just took their second timeout. Again, it all comes down to this for Clayton. McDonald has two timeouts left if the Bears do punch it in. Twin receivers left, single receiver right. Mum calls for the ball with a man in motion left to right. The give to King. They'll punch it out to Curtis. Curtis hit. He's driving toward the end zone. He's pulled back. Wow. David Anderson drops him to the turf, and McDonald hangs on. Oh, my goodness. David Anderson, who's been fighting cramps, pulls down Curtis.
You know, honestly, that play kind of baffles me a little bit. They haven't had trouble moving the ball, and it's almost like they got a little too cute there. And, hey, good for us, I guess. You know?
Wow. I have not had butterflies like this in a sporting event for a while.
Well, welcome to Clayton.
Goodness.
Last time we played here, I think my blood pressure exceeded at least 200. I don't know. It was bad. I don't know what it is now, but it's not great.
I just want to speak on the grit of David Anderson. I mean, he is winded. He's hurting. He's running all over the place, and he's flying around making plays still. So,
yeah.
Awesome job from David. Alan was over there. Ryan was over there. Good stuff.
Yeah, and it's not over yet. I mean, obviously, I would think they're going to try some type of
another onside
kick. You know, so things can still happen here.
Again, McDonald leading by one, 27-26. Clayton has used two of their three timeouts. There are 48.9 seconds left in the fourth quarter. Again, we've seen some clever play calls. What do they have on special teams for Clayton? Mum will have it on the tee at the 40-yard line. Again, they have converted on an onside kick attempt already.
It definitely looks like they're coming right with the ball with an onside kick.
And the ball blows off the tee. So we will wait a little bit longer. Coming up, our post-class post-game show brought to you by Post-Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls. We're certainly hoping we're talking about a 1-0 Max team afterward. Mum has it on the tee. The run-up, straight down the middle of the field. It's in open space, diving on it. It's still loose. McDonald thought they had it. Did it squirt loose again? Oh. Landon King at the bottom of that pile. And McDonald has the ball. They recover, and they are going to win this game. The recovery on that play by number 21 at the bottom of the pile, Isaac Crawford, the sophomore.
Jeez. Even that just, oh, my goodness.
Nothing can be easy, can
no,
it?
No.
And so 45.1, maybe 46.1 seconds on the clock. It's a little difficult to tell here on the scoreboard, but the Macs are going to kneel it out and hang on here. Smiski in the victory formation takes one knee.
And the Macs will take the knee.
My goodness. Again, this Clayton team on the other side of the conference, you would certainly think that they will be rolling toward a conference championship if all goes well and they stay healthy. McDonald, a little tougher non-conference test to start than last year. Smiski takes another knee. And McDonald is going to run this clock down, and the Macs come on the road to Clayton in a battle of state-ranked squads. A nail-biter that comes down to the final couple plays.
Well, I hope next time we get, you know, we see these guys, if we see them, we're playing them at our place, because every time we come up here, it's It's tough.
And as the clock hits triple zeros, your final score, the McDonald Max 27, the Clayton Bears 26. What a ball game. We've got a lot coming up for you in our post-class post-game show brought to you by Post-Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls. So stay with us, Post-Glass and Mirror, for commercial or residential glass and recalibration of the advanced driver safety system after windshield replacement. For any make and model, call Post-Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls, postglassandmirror.com. We're back in 3.5 here on WOGO Sports. A lot to talk about as the Max move to 1-0 on the season. We're back after this on WOGO Sports.
Get a great return on your investment with a Royal Credit Union certificate. Royal's 4.40% 9-month certificate has no minimum opening balance and a locked-in rate for a guaranteed return on your investment. Open a 4.40% annual percentage yield 9-month certificate at any Royal office or online at rcu.org/certificate440. Early withdrawal penalties could reduce earnings and principal. APY accurate as of 8/9/24. Insured by NCUA.
Looking for a little more comfort in your life? Call the experts at Kurth Heating and Cooling, your local, employee-owned, factory-authorized carrier dealer. Kurth technicians are the authorities at getting peak performance from your heating and cooling system. You could even find yourself saving money on your energy bill. They work on most brands of equipment, so call Kurth first. They have ways of making you very comfortable. Turn to the experts, Kurth Heating and Cooling.
Step into the future with TTM Technologies, a global leader in technology solutions. TTM in Chippewa Falls is hiring for second shift, third shift, and weekend shift production associates, including a $2,000 sign and stay bonus, competitive pay, an on-site health clinic, and award-winning benefits, plus a $2,000 sign and stay bonus. Be a part of something big. Join the team at TTM Technologies in Chippewa Falls. Apply online today at ttmtech.jobs. That's ttmtech.jobs.
It may work for horseshoes and hand grenades, but sometimes close enough isn't good enough, especially when you need a boundary surveyed on your property. So call Heath Loken & Associates, LLC, professional land surveying. State licensed and fully insured, they can handle residential, commercial, and government land surveying with the very latest surveying equipment and mapping software. Call owner Jason Heath at 715-720-4000. Get it done right. Heath Loken & Associates, LLC, professional land surveying.
Building a custom home can be daunting, but it doesn't have to be. At Ashley Construction, we make the process seamless and enjoyable. With 3D drafting, thoughtful design, accurate estimates, and expert guidance from start to finish, we take the stress out of building your dream home. Our innovative processes and the latest technology ensure a fun and rewarding experience. Our talented team of experts is dedicated to creating your high-quality custom home. Enjoy the full design build experience right here in the Chippewa Valley. Contact Ashley Construction today to get started.
Chippewa Auto Body and Service in Chippewa Falls wants to kick off your fall by getting your car ready for optimal performance on Wisconsin roads. With over 60 years of experience, their technicians are ready for the game with alignment services, tire touchdowns, brakes, diagnostic checks, and free car washes with every oil change. Your satisfaction, our priority. Chippewa Auto Body and Service wants to make your experience as stress-free as possible with early hours, nightly key drop, and why not go for the end zone with a beautifully detailed car? Chippewa-Auto.com.
Quality Propane and Fuels, Northern Wisconsin's trusted propane supplier since 1996. At Quality Propane, we're committed to the highest level of service for all our customers, residential, commercial, and industrial. Quality Propane always brings you competitive rates through our strong focus on efficiency. And we use the very latest technology to keep your family safe and cut energy costs. Payment programs available to fit any situation. Call 723-9490, stop by the office, or visit qualitypropaneandfuels.com.
We welcome you into the Post-Glass Post-Game Show brought to you by Post-Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls. Post-Glass and Mirror is now hiring for auto glass technicians, window installers, and in-shop repair technicians. Join the team today. Click on careers at postglassandmirror.com. Caleb Swenson, Seth Smisky, Drew Smisky down on the field. We'll be talking with head coach Mark Maloney shortly. But again, thriller, nail-biter, whatever you want to call it, McDonald survives here on the road 27-26 against a very tough-nosed Clayton team that went 10-1 a year ago. Their only loss to McDonald by 3, 42-39. And, man, an even tighter game this time around as McDonald led by 14 at one point, but Clayton comes within a point at the end and within a yard or two of a two-point conversion going ahead with under a minute to play. It's just that close.
A few things stand out to me in that game. Number one, I thought that we were going to be like the more conditioned team in the second half, and it was actually the opposite. Clayton seemed to be the more conditioned team and the team with the more wind at the end of the game. Secondly, I thought we were going to be able to run the ball, and it was not really there at all today. There's a couple things we got to clean up, but.
We'll go down on the field now live with our sideline reporter Drew Smiske and McDonald head coach Mark Maloney as the Max move to 1-0 on the season. Down to you, Drew.
Thanks, guys. Hey, Coach. First off, what a great football game to watch. My blood pressure is still pretty high right at this moment.
Mine is too. What a way to start the year out. My blood pressure is right up there, too.
Yeah. So in that first half, I mean, we were moving the football. We were throwing the ball well. Couple execution things that didn't quite work out. Second half, Clayton made some adjustments, and they were able to move the football.
Yeah, I mean, again, I knew it was going to be a good game. They got a great football team over there. They got some big guys. Their linebackers filled really hard on our offense. We couldn't get around the corners on these guys. Our passing game was there. We made a few mistakes on our passing, but, you know, game one, you got to expect that. I didn't really, I expect it that much, but that's something that happens in game one. So we're going to get things ironed out here and get everybody healed up here and get ready for next week.
Awesome. One thing. Running the football. I know Clayton has a really good defense. Their two D tackles were just man eaters. And we struggled.
Yeah.
We struggled.
They got a big, it's an all-state lineman there, number 50. He's an all-state lineman. He's a big guy. And, we couldn't get the people to muscle him out of the way. And, again, their linebackers did a good job filling there. So, and I wanted to eat up the clock a little bit and time manage it. And, man, but when you get to that third down and long, and, we had a lot of open passes that were dropped. We had a few, mistakes here and there. But that's stuff that we got to iron out. And, we're lucky to come away with this one with a one-point win. But we'll take it, and we'll start the season with a win.
Absolutely, Coach. Congratulations on the first win of the season. Hopefully we get a lot more, and maybe we'll see these guys in the playoffs again.
I don't want to see them again.
Neither do I.
I think we will.
I think we will.
That's a good team. I told the coach that.
At our house, though.
Yeah.
Our house.
Yep. It will be.
All right. So. Thanks, Coach.
All right.
Have
Thank
a safe
you guys.
Trip back.
You too.
Thanks.
Thank you, Drew Smiske. Again, thank you, Head Coach Mark Maloney, for his time before and after the game. It's time for the Holly Bovee Names You Know scoring recap, brought to you by Holly Bovee and Coldwell Banker, Bonizer Realtors, Names You Know right here in Chippewa Falls. Holly's been helping people move in the Chippewa Valley since 2000. You can call her at 715-577-HOME, visit hollybovee.com, or find Holly on Facebook. The scoring went like this in this game with 7:42 to go in the first quarter. Grant Smiske, a touchdown toss to David Anderson, a 12-yard touchdown pass on a slant as Anderson a great grab and then did the rest, darting into the end zone with 6:09 in the second quarter. The second touchdown connection of the day between Smiske and Anderson, a 73-yard bomb. That was the second touchdown of the day for either team and the second of three touchdown connections between Smiske and his senior wide receiver, David Anderson. Then on the other side with 11:46 to go in the second, with 11:46 to go in the second before that 73-yard touchdown pass, Clayton came back to within a point. Again, that was as close as they got before the end of the game here, a 34-yard touchdown run by the quarterback, Dane Mum. That was with just 14 seconds gone by in the second quarter. That made it 7-6. Then McDonald comes back with the touchdown pass to make it 14-6, the 73-yard touchdown pass to Anderson. Largest lead of the game came with 4:28 in the second quarter as another 23-yard touchdown pass on the same play as the previous one, Grant Smiske to David Anderson, and that made it 20. 20- 20-6. That was the largest lead for McDonald. But then Clayton started to chip away with 4:23 remaining in the third. Mum with his second touchdown tote of the game, a 10-yard touchdown run. Then with 9.1 seconds remaining in the third, as Clayton had again got within one score, a 6-yard touchdown pass from Grant Smiske to Ryan Smiske, fourth touchdown pass of the night for Grant. And again, seemed like McDonald maybe had a little breathing room up by 13 at that point. But with 10:35 left in the fourth quarter, Mum hits third touchdown run, this one from 6 yards out, and making it a nail biter right at the end. McDonald was not able to answer on a score, and with 48.9 seconds remaining, Mum did not run the ball in. Instead, he was on the touchdown toss to Curtis, a 16-yard touchdown pass. That made it 27-26, and at the goal line, the scoring stopped because Mr. David Anderson would not let Curtis get to the end zone twice in a row, and the two-point conversion snuffed out about a yard and a half shy of the goal line, and McDonald hangs on, recovers the onside kick. We'll hear it in the highlights to win it 27-26. That's your Holly Bovee Names You Know stats and scoring recap, brought to you by Holly Bovee and Coldwell Banker Bernizer Realtors. Names You Know right here in Chippewa Falls. Holly's been helping people move in the Chippewa Valley since 2000. You can call her at 715-577-HOME. Visit hollyboveycom or find Holly on Facebook. Our post-class post-game show, we'll get to the highlights. We'll get to the Rust Proofers defensive player of the game. But Seth, now that you've had time for the blood pressure to settle a little bit too, your thoughts on this one, again, as we heard from Coach Maloney, knowing how good this Clayton team would be. But again, Clayton was conditioned. They were tough. They were strong. And they did win the battle of the trenches today.
Oh, absolutely. Three things kind of stick out, you know, like our passing game, it was almost there. I mean, yes. Grant did have four touchdowns, right? There was still almost could have put this one away, and we didn't. Our running game was kind of non-existent, and two special teams plays stand out with the onside kick that they got, and that long return as well. But, you know, so all three phases of the game we definitely can clean up. That being said, though, we have the ability, okay, we can't run against you. Well, we're going to throw against you.
And not a one-dimensional team, no matter what. No, not at all.
So we do have that luxury for sure, that we can beat you a couple different ways.
Well, coming back, we'll name the Rust Proofers Defensive Player of the Game, brought to you by Rust Proofers, defending your vehicle against rust. That's coming up in 2.5 minutes on WOGO Sports. This is the Post Glass Postgame Show, brought to you by Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls. McDonald wins it in a thriller, a nail biter, 27-26 on the road here at Clayton, back in 2.5.
Your brand new Culver's of Chippewa Falls, located at Chippewa Crossing Boulevard next to Festival Foods, is opening September 16th. Locally owned and operated with the hometown hospitality you know and love. Cook to order butter burgers, real Wisconsin cheese curds, and of course, that fresh frozen custard. Culver's of Chippewa Falls is also hiring for all positions in all shifts, including management. Crew members enjoy great benefits, meal discounts, and wages up to $18 an hour. Apply today at culvers.com/careers. See you September 16th at your brand new Culver's of Chippewa Falls.
Location. It's very important. But what happens when you can't get to the glass repair shop to fix your windshield? Call White City Glass. They'll come to you. It doesn't matter if you're in Abbotsford, Arcadia, Rice Lake, or Hudson, or any place in between. They've installed thousands of windshields in thousands of places for 50 years. They know what they're doing. It's your car. It's your choice. Tell your insurance company you insist on White City Glass.
White City Glass.
Great players may get headlines, but it takes teamwork to win championships. And when it comes to your family's dental health, Dr. Daniel Wynn and Dr. Annie Gunderson have created a championship team at Wynn Family Dentistry. Wynn Family Dentistry is proud to be a part of our Chippewa Falls community and wishes all our Chi High and McDonald student athletes a safe and successful season. Go Cards and go Max from Dr. Daniel Wynn and Dr. Annie Gunderson at Wynn Family Dentistry in Chippewa Falls.
Get a great return on your investment with a Royal Credit Union certificate. Royal's 4.40% 9-month certificate has no minimum opening balance and a locked-in rate for a guaranteed return on your investment. Open a 4.40% annual percentage yield 9-month certificate at any Royal office or online at rcu.org/certificate440. Early withdrawal penalties could reduce earnings and principal. APY accurate as of 8/9/24. Insured by NCUA.
Looking for a little more comfort in your life? Call the experts at Kurth Heating and Cooling, your local, employee-owned, factory-authorized Carrier dealer. Kurth technicians are the authorities at getting peak performance from your heating and cooling system. You could even find yourself saving money on your energy bill. They work on most brands of equipment, so call Kurth first. They have ways of making you very comfortable. Turn to the experts, Kurth Heating and Cooling.
Whitby, Gilman.
Welcome back to the Post Glass Post Game Show, brought to you by Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls. Post Glass and Mirror is now hiring for auto glass technicians, window installers, and in-shop repair technicians. Join the team today. Click on careers at postglassandmirror.com. It is time, and this is a tough decision, and so I'll have Seth do it. It's time for the Rust Proofers Defensive Player of the Game, brought to you by Rust Proofers, defending your vehicle against rust. Rust Proofers service is even reported to Carfax, which increases your vehicle's resale value. Prevent rust and stop existing rust in its tracks. Learn more at rustproofers.com. So this is something we're doing every day, every game, the Rust Proofers Defensive Player of the Game. Now, again, I can let you make the final decision, but here would be my finalists.
Okay.
I would say Mason Bussey is in position for this. I would say David Anderson made some phenomenal plays, including perhaps the biggest defensive play of the game, so I'd make him a finalist as well. Also, I would say Caleb Leet, just a warrior, and unfortunately, we saw Caleb go down with an injury, and certainly hoping and praying for a swift recovery for him. Don't know if you have anyone to add to that, but that would be my finalist for the Rust Proofers Defensive Player of the Game, and you can choose more than one if you'd like.
Nope, that was those were mine as well. We said Mason's name a ton,
yes,
in that first half. He was just all over. But there again, he's playing both ways. He's a big guy. You know, it's hard to keep that going for a full game. And David Anderson, he made some big plays.
Yeah.
Some big plays. But this game, I think I'm going to go with Buss.
All right, Mason Bussey, our Rust Proofers Defensive Player of the Game. Again, brought to you by Rust Proofers, defending your vehicle against rust. Rust Proofers service is even reported to Carfax, which increases your vehicle's resale value. Prevent rust and stop existing rust in its tracks. Give Paul a call. I've done it. He's been doing fantastic work on one of my vehicles. You can learn more at rustproofers.com. That's rustproofers.com. We'll get final thoughts from Seth coming up in a minute. We'll have your post-game highlights as well. We'll hear how it all went down as McDonald survives on the road here at Clayton to move to 1-0 in a battle of state-ranked eight-player football teams. Back in 60 seconds with those highlights here on the Post-Glass Post-Game Show, brought to you by Post-Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls.
Step into the future with TTM Technologies, a global leader in technology solutions. TTM in Chippewa Falls is hiring for second shift, third shift, and weekend shift production associates, including a $2,000 sign and stay bonus, competitive pay, an on-site health clinic, and award-winning benefits, plus a $2,000 sign and stay bonus. Be a part of something big. Join the team at TTM Technologies in Chippewa Falls. Apply online today at ttmtech.jobs. That's ttmtech.jobs.
It may work for horseshoes and hand grenades, but sometimes close enough isn't good enough, especially when you need a boundary surveyed on your property. So call Heath Loken & Associates, LLC, Professional Land Surveying. State licensed and fully insured, they can handle residential, commercial, and government land surveying with the very latest surveying equipment and mapping software. Call owner Jason Heath at 715-720-4000. Get it done right. Heath Loken & Associates, LLC, Professional Land Surveying.
Finishing up the Post Glass post-game show brought to you by Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls for commercial or residential glass and recalibration of the advanced driver safety system after windshield replacement for any make and model. Call them, Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls. Dan and Derek and the crew, postglassandmirror.com. Let's hear how the second half sounded as McDonald goes to 1-0 on the season. What a game here at Clayton. 27-26, they win it. Here's how it went down on WOGO Sports.
Do that anymore, so you're always looking for that penalty.
So first and 10, McDonald. Good starting field position here in the third quarter. They'll go reverse to David Anderson from Moulton. Anderson gets a block from Smisky. Anderson turning the corner at the 50-yard line. First down and more. David Anderson and Dawson Moulton collaborating on the kickoff and the first play from scrimmage here in the second half. And a good block out there, Drew Smisky by Grant. Third and 9 from the 49. Smisky on the bootleg, rolling out to his left, got some pressure, floats it out left side, looking for Anderson. Anderson, another catch inside the 25-yard line. 26-yard hookup unofficially there between Smisky and Anderson. As David Anderson.
Hopefully he can go back in soon.
And first game of the season and low 80s, I believe, here in Clayton today. Just over 90 seconds to play in the third quarter. McDonald leading 20-14. Three-step drop, floating out left side. Over the shoulder, catch! What a grab inside the 30-yard line. Ryan Smisky says, you better believe I have hands.
Wow, what a grab by Ryan there. I mean, it was a beautiful throw, and that catch, it's not one that you expect like a big old tight end like Ryan to haul it, you know?
But, that was wow. A high degree of difficulty.
Yes, yeah. Dawson was able to cut up then and carry some bodies. You're right. He smells the end zone.
From the 6-yard line, second and 1. Faking the pitch out is Grant Smisky. Smisky rolling out, throws to the back of the end zone. Touchdown, Ryan Smisky. All alone, the fourth touchdown toss of the day for Grant Smisky, and it's 26-14 McDonald.
That's just cool to see two cousins there. They've been
in this game. They're down 27-20 with 9:01 remaining. A 4th and 8 for Clayton for the McDonald 46. Trips to the left. Back to pass is Dane Mum. He's got a clean pocket. Now pressure comes. Tipped pass. Caught. Breaking one tackle. Anderson trying to stop him, and he will. Anderson pulls him out of bounds into the McDonald sideline, 2 yards shy of the stick as Curtis made the catch and broke the first tackle, but Anderson would not let him go. What a play there by David Anderson.
That was huge. That was huge. I thought he had it after he broke that first tackle. But
on this possession, after that brilliant turnover on downs generated by the defense, David Anderson is back out there, wide to the right, Smisky to the left. I formation behind Grant Smisky, the senior. Smisky short drop. He's going to pop fly deep down the left side, looking for Anderson. What a catch! Oh, my goodness. He went up and snatched it inside the 40-yard line. One-on-one coverage against Owen Anderson. And David Anderson says, I'm going to beat you one-on-one and take this ball away. 1:49 to go. Here in the game, 27-20. McDonald with the lead. Clayton has gone for two every time they've scored.
Watch a quarterback running the ball on this one.
Three receivers left. Mum flares it out left side to Landon King. Landon King is wrapped up right away, pulled back by Eli Stepp. The wide receiver screen and Stepp with the stop. Attempt coming up for the Clayton Bears. They just took their second timeout. Again, it all comes down to this for Clayton. McDonald has two timeouts left if the Bears do punch it in. Twin receivers left, single receiver right. Mum calls for the ball with a man in motion left to right. The give to King. They'll punch it out to Curtis. Curtis hit. He's driving toward the end zone. He's pulled back.
Wow.
David Anderson drops him to the turf, and McDonald hangs on. Oh, my goodness. David Anderson, who's been fighting cramps, pulls down Curtis.
You know, honestly, that play kind of baffles me a little bit. They haven't had trouble moving the ball, and it's almost like they got a little too cute there.
Max team afterward. Mum has it on the tee. The run up straight down the middle of the field. It's in open space. Diving on it. It's still loose. McDonald thought they had it. Did it squirt loose again? Landon King at the bottom of that pile. And McDonald has the ball. They recover. And they are going to win this game. The recovery on that play by number 21 at the bottom of the pile, Isaac Crawford, the sophomore.
Jeez. Even that just, oh my goodness, this
nothing
is
nothing can be easy, can
no,
it?
No.
It was not easy, but McDonald gets the win. That's how it sounded here on WOGO Sports, 27-26 the final. And Seth Smiski, I think blood pressure elevated a little bit even listening back to that. Yes. What a battle. Clayton, just a phenomenal team. Again, mentioned it a couple times before in the broadcast, town of 571 here. But again, you can tell that football means a lot here. The way they care about their field, the way they care about their kids, their program, very welcoming to us here as well, too. And, again, on the other side of the North Central Conference, McDonald, the North Central East Conference here with that realignment here. But on the other side, I mean, you would certainly expect Clayton to be making a play for another conference championship, and you never know if these two teams might tangle again in the postseason.
Yeah, I think there's probably a pretty good chance. Previous to this, I've been kind of focusing on what McDonald didn't quite get done or what we need to work on. But I guess I don't think I stated enough how good Clayton is. They're a really good football team. They're conditioned well. They have a really good coaching staff that lets those players play to their strengths. You know, their play calling really goes to that, what they're able to, as athletes, to do on the field. Their play calling reflects that. So, you know, hats off to a really good Clayton team and a really good coaching staff.
And again, I don't think it was any hyperbole or exaggeration when we said pregame, the two teams taking the field today are certainly both contenders for a state championship. Again, long, long way to go. But when you just look at not only on paper what they bring back, but then when you see what they put on the field, you say, these are teams of that caliber. Now, so many things can happen in between now and bringing a gold ball home. But, again, I think the teams we saw are certainly of that ilk, teams that could be there at the very end, depending on how it all goes down, too. So I'm sure there'll be many others who will have something to say about that. But we saw two of the best today.
We certainly did. And what a fantastic game once again here in Clayton.
And as you pointed out, as Drew pointed out as well, too, we've had two nail biters here at Clayton. If you do see them for the third time in the last two seasons, you'd love for it to be at Duray Field and not here.
Oh, for sure. And, you know, that's the other thing is, boy, beating a really good team like this, you know, two times in a row, three times in a row, you know. It's tough to do.
And, again, just a side note, we don't need to break it all down because you don't know if or when that matchup might happen. But, again, playing on their home field on grass, I think for what McDonald does well, playing on that turf field at Duray could certainly lend itself to, again, McDonald's speed, their ability to get players like David Anderson maybe even more open and hopefully, again, they get things a little cleaned up here. And as Coach Maloney said, as you guys mentioned too, in all three phases, offense, defense, special teams, there's going to be some plays where you say, we've got to be better than that. But let's not overshadow the fact that in all three phases, I mean, kickoffs boom to the end zone, huge stops on fourth down and at the goal line defensively. Offensively, four touchdown passes today, showing their versatility when the running game wasn't necessarily there. There's a lot to smile about after this game as well if you're a McDonald fan.
Oh, for sure, for sure. Yep, yeah. It can't take away what we were able to accomplish, and that was just, you know, some good scores and stepping up when it mattered, and getting the win.
Well, thank you to our board operator Sam Aberle, pulling double duty last night and this morning here at the WOGO home base in Halley. Actually, Sam also on the Saturday shift on our sister station WWIB as well. So thank you so much, Sam, for hanging in there. Again, we cannot overstate how much we appreciate all of the broadcast sponsors that you hear those commercials. Please, again, patronize those businesses, even if it's just sticking your head in the door and letting them know that you appreciate their support of Chi High McDonald Sports here on WOGO. We truly could not do this without them, and so grateful for the way they answer the call year after year to help bring these broadcasts your way. It's been a pleasure. Again, for Drew Smiski as well, we appreciate the Smiski brothers joining us on the broadcast. And, man, it was just an honor and a pleasure to be able to call some McDonald football.
Yeah.
I love doing basketball, and baseball and softball was just a treat this year as well. But, again, usually I'm on the Chi High side of things for football, so a chance to get to see McDonald. This is my first ever eight-player football game that I've been able to broadcast. And, wow, if they're all like this, I'd like to do it more.
Yeah. Well, let's hope they're not. But you know, it was a lot of fun, and thanks to you, Caleb, and the station for getting these games back to the folks in Chippewa.
A quick look ahead at our WOGO sports calendar coming up next Thursday and Friday. We'll have a McDonald and Chi High doubleheader. Again, it was Friday, Saturday this week, Thursday, Friday next week. So again, the plan for Mark Halverson to be back on the mic for McDonald against Lake Holcomb in their home opener at Duray. That'll be Thursday evening, 6:35 pregame Thursday evening next week. And then Friday, Chi High 2-0 against New Richmond 2-0 as the Cards start their Big Rivers Conference schedule, and that looks to be a phenomenal tilt. Veterans Night as well too, so again, please come out to that game and support if you're able to as well to the Hands Foundation. Coach Rakovich, his friend, college roommate Scott Merrier, just do a wonderful job in instilling these young men values that go so much beyond the football field. So Veterans Night, always a special way of appreciating those who have done so much for our great nation. Enjoy the Labor Day weekend, everybody. For Drew Smiske and Seth Smiske, I'm Caleb Swenson, saying so long from beautiful Clayton High School in Clayton, Wisconsin. Once again, your final score, the McDonald Max 27, the Clayton Bears 26. This has been McDonald Max Football, a presentation of WOGO Sports.
WOGO.
McDonald Max Football at WOGO has been brought to you by Northwestern Bank, Johnson Roll-Off Service, TTM Technologies, White City Glass, Toyson Ford of Chippewa Falls, Quality Propane and Fuels, Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, by Royal Credit Union, the YMCA of the Chippewa Valley, Holly Bowlby of Coldwell Banker Bernizer Realtors, the Check Law Office, Dave Check Attorney, by Nicolay Bank, Post Glass and Mirror of Chippewa Falls, Kurth Heating and Cooling, Wynn Family Dentistry, Chippewa Auto Body and Service, Chippewa Valley Technical College, also by Ashley Construction, Peterson Volker Funeral Chapel, and Cremation Service, Wirzgala Plumbing and Heating, Culver's of Lake Halley and Chippewa Falls, East Loken and Associates LLC Professional Land Survey, Chippewa Valley Financial Services, Rust Proofers, and by Stelter Incorporated. Thanks for listening to McDonald Max Football at WOGO Sports. We now return to our regularly scheduled programming already in progress.
WOGO, go Max, your sports station.